Blog Talk Radio.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so telling about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
I'm groovy.
Did you get your chores done?
What's that? What?
Did you get your chores done?
Yes, I did. Right up to about 2 minutes ago in the show.
I know, me too.
There you go.
Me too.
Let me get Missy on. Missy!
What's up?
What's going on, girl?
Hauser is not guilty.
Hey, Mom.
You bet. Oh, bitches. Boy. Yeah.
I don't think people realize how important that verdict was.
Very.
I do. And it to me, to get off on all charges surprised me because of all the pressure that was on these jurors. And I'm proud of those jurors. They did.
Yep.
They were fantastic because they didn't let
that
crap bother them.
True patriots. They stood up to the bully, basically.
Just think, that would have spread around. These Democrats would have had, you couldn't defend yourself anymore.
Nope.
A lot of comments I'm seeing on this is, well, he shouldn't have been there, and he shouldn't have been there with a gun, and I'm thinking, well, the guy, which, you know, I hate to say it, anyway, dying is sad. But the two that died and the one that he wounded, if they weren't there, the one wouldn't have been wounded and the other two would have been alive.
I think they both should have been in prison for everything they'd done.
Well, they were there to wreak havoc. They were there to riot. They were there to cause trouble.
Yes.
They were not there to, you know, quietly protest. Bull dicky. Because the one had a handgun himself, and he's a felon. And it's like, why are charges not being brought up on him for being a felon with a loaded handgun?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think he's the one that traveled 50 miles to get there.
51 miles.
51.
And the young man traveled 21.
But his dad lives in Kenosha.
That's right.
He worked in Kenosha as a lifeguard.
And did you know that how did you see when when the prosecutor said, now, why did you think you had to be in Kenosha that night? Well, my father lives there. And that prosecutor with the flipped up hair, just like he took a step back, like he didn't even know that. You would think he would know that. And then he asked the guy with the got his bicep blown off. You brought your gun? No, it wasn't him. It was wasn't that Rittenhouse, his lawyer that asked, did you were pulling it up to shoot or to aim at him? Yes, I was. Oh, hello. There's your case. Yep. There, that's your case.
Mm-hmm. But still, charges need to be brought against him for being a felon with a weapon. Felons are not supposed to have a weapon.
Yeah. There was another guy.
Well, charges. As a felon, you're not supposed to be in possession of a firearm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he should be going back to prison.
Exactly.
But, you know, there are a lot of people, I turned it on, and they were playing a montage of all the crap from MSNBC and CNN and some of the networks. It just blows my mind how they get away with all that bullshit, just all that crap.
You know, it's like they were saying that the car dealership that he was asked to help protect. You know, now there's some confusion in my mind because it's not clear. Some were saying that it was a family dealership. You know, his family, part of his family, owned that dealership. Others had said that it was a friend was asked to guard it, and he asked Kyle to help him.
Yes.
And then others have said that it was a friend of his dealership.
That's what I was told also. It was a friend. Let me get Kathy and Daniel on. Hello.
Hey. Hey, Kathy.
Hey. How's everybody doing?
Groovy.
Pretty good.
Mama's, she came in exhausted, so she's taking her little nap now. Hopefully she'll get involved in a little bit.
And you let her sleep.
Well, go ahead.
The one thing I don't understand is how the media, you know, like I was watching the news tonight on Fort Wayne, and you had this young lady that was saying, this is nothing but racist. How in the fuck is it racist? He didn't shoot a black person. He shot three white people. Why does everything have to be about race? Not everything has to be about race.
That's right.
So stop trying to make the situation more than what it actually is. Stop trying to make it about you when it's not.
Missing Gene, they get that from the TV, but they don't come out and say it was a black person. But there's a lot of these people think there were three black guys because it was a Black Lives Matter march. It was three black guys.
Black Lives Matter.
He killed two and wounded one, and a lot of them think they were black, shot by a white. And I can't believe it. If I was the FCC, I would strip them of their license, a broadcasting license, or make them change. You can't no longer call yourselves a news station.
Well, not only that, they came out and they were trying to say that he was a white supremacist. He wasn't a white supremacist. They confiscated his telephone. And they sent it to the FBI.
Yes,
Biden said that. Biden called him a white supremacist.
Yeah, but that was 2020. And 2020, he wasn't nobody but a civilian, just like us. And guess who?
He was a presidential candidate.
That's right. That's all he was. He was no more than you and me and Missy. No more.
Yep.
And
well,
he can hear
him.
You damn right.
And, you know, the poor kid, I mean, he can't even, they said his attorney was saying after the trial, he's got PTSD. He does not sleep at night.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard that. When he was, when he was telling what happened, how he was breaking down, that was probably, there was no fake. I mean, it was like a panic attack when he was talking about it.
It looked
exactly.
Like, yeah, it did look like he had a panic attack.
Now, I there was a comment on Facebook regarding this to these, you know, asshat liberals that are, you know, saying that there was murder. Some people are calling him a serial killer. I'm like, you need to figure out what a serial killer is because that is not it.
Yeah.
But anyway, somebody made this comment, and I'd like to read it to you because it's like, it's perfect. They said, I have watched the whole Rittenhouse case. The jury is this while the jury was in deliberation. He says, I didn't know that Kyle put out a dumpster fire that was being rolled down to a gas station to blow up with people all around. I didn't know that the police were told to stand down as businesses were destroyed. I didn't know that Kyle's dad, grandma, and friends all lived in Kenosha, 20 minutes from where he resided with his mom part-time in Illinois. I didn't know that Joseph Rosenbaum knocked him down twice and then attempted to kick him with lethal force to the head. I didn't know that Hoover, whatever his name was, had hit him in the head two times with a skateboard. I didn't know that Gross, whatever, is a felon in possession of a firearm, aimed his gun at Kyle first, as he admitted on the stand. I also didn't know that in the state of Wisconsin, it is legal for Kyle to have a gun, even at 17, which was why the gun charge was dismissed.
Right.
I didn't know that Kyle did not cross state guidelines with a gun he wasn't supposed to have. The rifle gun owner did, as he was legally permitted to. I also didn't realize that Rosenbaum was a 5-time convicted child rapist and that Hoover was a 2-time convicted woman beater. I didn't know that Gross was a convicted burglar with an assault on his record also. If the media did their job, we all would have known this.
That's true.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I thought that was, like, beautifully laid out. Just beautifully.
Yeah, that was perfect. Just perfect. It really was.
I'll be right back. My son's calling.
In Brooklyn, New York, this is... I mean, there's thousands, looks like thousands of people in the streets. And that was Hey, Hey, Ho, Ho, These Racist Cops Have to Go. And what's this one? This is also in, oh, this is, they're going over the Manhattan Bridge. Oh, this really isn't anything. They shut it down. Hope nobody has to go to the hospital. This is what community looks like. Really?
They sound like a bunch of fucking idiots.
I know it. They're so freaking stupid.
And they want to keep, you know, shoving inclusion down our throats and the CRT bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And if you look at
Democrats, the Democrats are crossing the line, and people are becoming, as they want to say, woke.
Yeah, that's right. Even Bill Maher is telling them you're crossing the line.
That's right.
And he said you got to dial it back. You got to dial it back.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if they will. I doubt it.
Oh, I doubt it too.
They're on that train. Here's what I think they're doing, and I could be, you know, wrong as hell, but I think they're trying to get everything they can get right now.
Yep.
Because they know damn well they're going to get their ass handed to them come next year, and that's it.
Yep.
And then
that's
2024.
And the whole thing, you know, I was watching Fox News when, you know, it came down with his verdict, and down at the bottom of the screen it was saying White House waiting to comment. Well, first of all, the White House has no business making a comment.
No.
Period.
I agree.
Because they don't make a comment on any other big national case.
No. Nope.
So what was so special about this case? Nothing.
White House
needs to stick to what they're fucking up on and change it and correct it.
But you got to remember, Obama didn't, you know, mind his own business either. He jumped right in it. Well, we got a hell of a lot of.
Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah, Pianchi. Hold on, spinning. There you go, Pianchi. Welcome to the show.
What do you say, Donnie? Hey, I want you to check that email I sent you.
Okay.
Just go
right. Okay.
What's up, Pianchi?
How you doing, ma'am? It's always
pretty
great to hear your voice.
Ma'am, that's Missy.
Ma'am, sweetheart, I
know. I was taught a certain way, you know, the act initially.
Here we go.
Because my pappy would smack me back in the man. Yes.
Yes, okay.
But,
which
Donnie, I want you to look at that video.
Play it
and tell me what you think about it.
Okay, this is Zach, the NFL.
Zach, yes.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Pianchi, this is terrible. Okay, here we go.
It is 8:03 and breaking overnight. A former NFL player is set to make his first appearance in court this afternoon. Fox 35 getting the new mugshot of Zach Stacy into our newsroom just about 1 o'clock this morning. In the last hour, we learned he was arrested at OIA straight off a plane. He is accused of attacking his ex-girlfriend in her home just west of Orlando.
The entire incident was caught on her home surveillance camera. We do want to warn you, this video is extremely violent. It is very disturbing to watch. Fox 35's Amanda McKenzie is live right outside of the jail in Orange County. And Amanda, we did get to speak exclusively with the victim, and she says that she wanted this video out there.
That's right. Kristen Evans says that she wanted to go public and release the surveillance video in hopes of helping other women. She says she has been living in fear for her life. Now, this is a violent video and very hard to watch. This brutal attack that Kristen Evans tells us made her realize enough was enough. She says Zach Stacy has been violent throughout their relationship, and this most recent incident where the former NFL running back throws her into a wall and hitting a 65-inch TV that then fell on her played out in front of their five-month-old son. The arrest report says the video shows him striking her on the head multiple times while she's on the ground. She says in this exclusive interview with Fox 35 that she's working with attorneys to ensure that he doesn't get away with this.
State of Florida, they see domestic violence as just a simple battery, which is a misdemeanor. But the fact that he damaged my property up to $1,000 makes it a criminal mischief felony, so therefore my TV is worth more than what my life is worth.
Kristen Evans went to the hospital to be treated for multiple injuries. Evans says she reported Stacy's violence to law enforcement before, but that it didn't go anywhere. Oakland police say they responded to the same address back on August 16th of this year to check on an argument between Stacy and Evans. Then about a month later, on September 26th, they responded again to investigate a possible domestic violence situation with the two. Zach Stacy is currently behind bars here at the Orange County Jail, charged with criminal mischief and aggravated battery. He is scheduled to go before a judge for his first appearance this afternoon. Reporting live from the 35 News.
Okay, you guys didn't hear it, but I'll try to find it real quick. You got to hear what this attack. It's gross. It really is.
I want to cross examine Missy, don't you go no.
Getting underway already at Orlando International Airport. That's
damn. Oh, that's when he got arrested. Okay. He just kept playing. I didn't know that. Go ahead, Pianchi.
I want to cross-examine you, Missy, for an example. Are you willing? Are you up to it?
Go for it.
Now, let me ask y'all something. What's missing in this report?
Zach is a black man.
Right.
Yeah.
And the lady is a white lady. Why come that's not being mentioned in the report like it would any other time if it was the other way around?
Right.
Hmm.
I agree.
And here's another thing. let's go and show you how much times have changed. Because mm-hmm. if we go back 100 years, Zach could be hanging by a tree right about now.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
You're right.
You're right about that.
It's a shame the way, and this is another thing. Teach your daughters how to shoot and how to shoot to kill.
That's right.
Because this man looks huge over this little bitty woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the kind of crap that pissed me off. Here's the news in Rachel Maddow. What does she say about this? Any other time, it would be a white man attacking, killing a white police officer, killing a black man. Well, why come they didn't describe this like it is? You had another instance down in Dallas where four black teenagers, three boys and one girl, they killed this man on the Costco lot as he was loading up his SUV. Drove up to him and shot him.
Yeah.
Nobody described them. And luckily they had their pictures in the paper. That's racist reporting. It's what it is.
It is. And they only do it when it's convenient for them.
I'm going to play. Hold on, guys. What? Yes, sir.
Did you tell them about the guy that was acquitted today for the SWAT team?
No, I didn't. There was a black man. This is from Robert Barnes, a lawyer. He wrote about Kyle, and then he put underneath that, he said, now everybody's calling, he's a white supremacist and all this other crap. He said, nobody's telling this story. There's a black man, and I don't know where, that had a shootout with the SWAT team, and said, yesterday or today, I think it was today, the verdict came, no, not guilty, not guilty. And he's a black man that had a shootout with the SWAT team, but they didn't convict him. And he's a black man, but nobody heard about it.
But, you know, the SWAT team is called in, and he's having a shootout with the SWAT. What the heck was the SWAT team called in for?
I don't know.
And typically the SWAT team is called in because hostage or, some kind of...
Oh, yeah. Hostage.
Something.
Yeah, they just don't get called in. That's true. Okay,
let me play this real quick. You random calls, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You can finish up.
I was just going to say, it's not like they're, like a police officer that, you call 911 and the police come. 911, yeah, we'll send the SWAT team. Yeah, we'll send the SWAT team. Yep, you know what I mean? It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's the start of it.
I did. Listen, things are way different now. Oh. Back.
That was, there's another. Okay, what you heard at the beginning was two hits.
I did. Listen. Things are way different now. Oh. Back. Please.
Okay. Here you
go. It's hard to make out.
That is, or was it? Well.
Yeah.
Two, you could, it sounded like slaps. Those were punches. And then when the end, that's when the TV, he knocked her into the TV and the TV fell on her because she's laying in the floor.
Oh.
It's disgusting. Now, I guess they arrested him in Nashville, Tennessee. He just took off. He knew his ass.
Who was that?
Pardon me?
Who was it that did that?
Former NFL player Zach Stacy.
Wow.
Yeah, and the baby, you didn't hear the baby, but the baby was right there too, 5 months old.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, there you go. People,
so screwed up.
Yeah, steroids or whatever, make you go nuts. Make you go nuts.
Well, I don't know. I'm just like, people calling, you know, Rittenhouse, you know, all these horrible names and saying that you don't, basically you don't have the right to defend yourself. And I'm thinking, well, you know what? I hope to God nobody breaks into your home and you defend yourself. Or
right.
You're on the street, walking down the street or in a mall or whatever, and somebody attacks you. Don't defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Let them do whatever they're going to do.
I don't know if anybody's on.
I tell you what you should do. You better teach your young people how to protect themselves with weapons.
Oh, I agree with you.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me get Critic on. Critic, you're on. Welcome, my man.
I saw the verdict yesterday.
What's that?
Yes.
I saw the verdict.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that's about what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Some people are saying that he was a young kid with a big weapon, that he didn't know how to use it, and he was got scared and was afraid and just, you know, shot just to shoot. You know, and I'm like, no, if you watch the videos of him, he was walking with it properly. When he was holding it up, his finger was not on the trigger as it shouldn't be, but when the lawyer pointed it at the jury, he had his finger on the trigger, like an ass-ass. You know, you could tell that he was well-trained with that weapon. And you could tell that he also, like, because from what I heard was the guy that he hit in the bicep. He warned him first. He warned him. And the guy still brought the gun up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he did everything right. He did everything right.
You damn right he did.
As everybody else did.
But Gene, no. Here's the thing. No need to argue with these people. You got some. You know? Do you really know? You got some people out there that's too dumb to know how to read. If they can't pick up the newspaper, if they can't pick up the transcript and read themselves, then they come up with these crazy initial dumb remarks about his mama took him across borderline. I don't know what to tell you. Leave these people alone. They'll drive you nuts. You'll be losing sleep at night.
Well, it's funny you say that because Don and I were talking earlier about a mutual friend that made a post about, you know, that he was saddened by this and disgusted or something. And I piped in and commented, and he came back. I'm not going to argue with you. And then he comes back and he's like, well, I read the article in CNN. It was a CNN article. He goes, and I read CNN, and they basically agree it was self-defense. So, you know, I guess it was self-defense. And I'm like, so you need a CNN to tell you what you think, is what I wanted to say.
I'm like,
that is sad.
Amazing.
We were watching the local news. Did you watch the local news? Or not the local news, but the nightly news last night?
No, I didn't.
With David Muir?
No.
We had it because Scott likes to catch the weather in sports. Before that, you know, and they were talking about the Rittenhouse case, and the only statements regarding it that they showed were like, and what they're calling the, and I'm doing air finger quotes, the victims, you know, how they felt the murderer got set free and this, that, and the other day, and then those are the kind of comments that they were showing. And I'm like, but not any from the other side where people are like, this was an important, I mean, I think it was an extremely important decision, you know, for not only for our Second Amendment, but to be able to defend ourselves. So I'm like, wow, how slanted is this? They're only showing and portraying these people as victims and that justice wasn't served. I'm like, so typical of the mainstream media, so typical, it's
right.
So disgusting.
No, you're right. So typical. Well, I don't know.
What is this? All of their ratings are, like, really in the tank. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN.
Mm-hmm.
All their ratings are, like, bottoming out. it seems like that alone was, you know, give him a wake-up clue of, maybe we should start reporting the truth.
For the whole month of October, they said CNN didn't even have one primetime show drawing 1 million people. Not one.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Out of 330 million people, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy. Especially when CNN used to be the cream of the crop, really.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. Go ahead, Bianchi.
You know, another thing, too. People, these black activists, like, always talking about white supremacy and this, that, and killer police and everything. My daughter went to a gun show in St. Charles County, right outside of St. Louis on the west side of Missouri River.
Right.
And I told you that she said the lines are like going to a concert. And she said, you know what, Daddy? It was a lot of black women out there buying guns.
Good for them.
And, you know, I said, well, who the heck do you think they're going to be using them guns on? You know, we didn't say anything more. But they ain't using the guns where they, a lot of them are coming from. It ain't no white folks there no more. They left. And it's good that they are getting guns and weapons to protect themselves, because it'd just be some unusual, it'd be some this out of this world things that happen. People ambush women coming out the house with their kids to take them to the, drop them off at the daycare while they go to work, and they get killed.
Yeah.
Well, now, what kind of scene is that? Here you got a mother getting killed in front of her kids on the way to the daycare.
Yeah, that's
horrible.
Yeah, that is
horrible. Well, think about that woman that was raped on that, subway?
On
the
train.
Yeah, on the train. It's like, and people say, now imagine if she would have had a weapon. Imagine if she would have had a gun.
Well,
he would have come to Congo.
They would have been in New York. They were in New York. He would have been arrested for murder.
Yeah, he was from the Congo.
But still, regardless, she still possibly wouldn't have been raped.
Well, she wouldn't have been raped, but she would have been charged for murder because you can't have a gun in New York.
Well, I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying. I agree with you.
I guarantee you New Yorkers have guns.
Well, I would hope so. We hope.
I've got a knife on my purse that I carry, you know, and it's accessible and it's, you know, a quick release.
Yeah.
Gene, I tell you what, you better get you a gun. And don't shoot for the head on some of these idiots. The head's hard as a kryptonite. Okay. Shoot them in the feet.
I have a 357, Bianchi.
And shoot them in the balls.
And get the critical, need the critical defense ammunition where it stays in the body.
Yep. That next thing will be a flamethrower, Donnie. Just burn the asses up to a crisp.
Every time Cinnamon would go to the store, I would tell her to pick up 4 boxes of one handgun, 4 boxes of shotgun, 4 for a rifle. And she did this for about, 9 months. We've got ammo. We got ammo. And the food we can eat, you know, is good for 25 years, whatever in the hell that stuff is, but we got it.
Oh, Patriot Supply.
Rations?
Rations, baby.
And you know, you really don't want to think about that.
No.
My grandson, I'm going to have to make up my mind here pretty, because he's getting older. He's about 23. Yeah. Should I buy him, teach him how to shoot so he can conceal carry? I really don't want to. But the times we live in, you know, I would be rather for him to be able to defend himself if that time ever came than to be a victim.
Well, who would he rather learn from, some stranger or you?
He gonna learn from me.
Yeah, he would rather learn from you too.
You can put him in a class. I mean, they teach you responsibility and all kinds of things, but I think Grandpa could probably do better teaching him than anybody else.
Yeah, I'm going to teach him as much as I know, then I pass him on. But, you know, you think, now, like I told you, I've told you before, we was kids, we used to have rifle practice in the school. We used to carry our rifles to school with us.
And yeah.
I used to love shooting a rifle. One time I went and got a CO2 pellet rifle, like an 1894 model, lever action. And the neighbor next door in the backyard, I used to shoot a clothes pin and the clothes fall on the ground. Well, my grandfather got a hold of that. He took it and hid it, but I would find it and shoot it and put it back before he came back. So that was the kind of mischief I used to get into.
Well, yeah. You remember the gun rack that would be in the back of the pickup truck?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that in high school, and the kids would have their guns there. But nothing was ever said back then.
Right.
Yeah, nothing was. Yeah. Let me get Ethan and, I believe, Wendy. I believe this who this is. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
What's up, Ethan? What's up, Wendy?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. We just
that slow southern drawl. I love it. I love it.
I meant to say earlier on that you got a bunch of paid actors and a bunch of stupid ass niggas out there in the street reacting to this.
Tell it, brother.
Yeah. There's a lot of dumbass. Well, you know, they said there was a BLM rally, but I didn't even know the dude was black until last week. I think, Bianchi, you mentioned he was black, because I said there was no black people at this rally that Rittenhouse was at, and you said no. I think somebody told, last Saturday, no, the guy kicked him in the face was a black guy. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, and it comes out he was a former felon, too. All three of them were felons.
Yep.
Man, that's something.
Well, one was a child molester, one was a wife beater, or a woman beater, and the other one was a armed burglar.
Can you imagine that big old sucker coming up to you wanting to rob you? It scared the daylights out of you. It looks like Bigfoot.
Well, then you find Sasquatch. You can make a lot of money because you found Sasquatch.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Somebody just instant messaged me, why am I allowing the N-word? And I just wrote him back that it came from a black man, folks. It wasn't from us. It was from a black man that has every right to say what he wants to say. Okay?
Amen.
Exactly.
A true blue American man. Okay, somebody sent me this, and it's Glenn. I don't know if you guys know who Glenn Greenwald is, but they're going to talk about Joy Reid.
We played the soundbite a couple days ago, and it is indicative of, you know, MSNBC's bias and so on. But I have to say, Glenn, I'm really troubled by the rhetoric coming out of that news organization, in quotes. I'm like quotes now, and people like Joy Reid. And I saw you tweet about this, and I'd love to discuss it with you, but just to tee it up for the audience, this, what she said on TikTok is just an example of the kind of stuff she says every night on her show. I could play you a long soundbite where she says all this same stuff. And it occurs to me that this person is a raging racist. And has been given a total pass on it, I guess, because her racism is against white people. Here's Joy Reid on her TikTok.
The Kyle Rittenhouse trial. It reminded a lot of people of something, I just can't remember what it was. Oh, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, in which Brett Kavanaugh, who had been accused by a high school friend of committing sexual abuse of her, cried his way through the hearings to make him a permanent member and associate justice of the United States Supreme Court. And his tears turned out to be more powerful than the tears of Christine Blasey Ford, which were the tears of an alleged victim. But in America, there's a thing about both white vigilantism and white tears, particularly male white tears. Really white tears in general, because that's what Karens are, right? They Karen out, and then as soon as they get caught, green waterworks. White men can get away with that too. And it has the same effect. Even as the right tries to politicize the idea that masculinity is being robbed from American men by multiculturalism and wokeism, they still want to be able to have their tears.
I'm sorry, but that is just so disgusting. She has no heart. She's just full of rage. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's interesting. My personal history with Joy Reid goes back a lot longer than most people's, before anyone really knew who she was. When she was a columnist at the Miami Herald, she was actually one of the leading people demanding that the FBI and Department of Justice under Obama prosecute and arrest me for the reporting that I was doing on the Edward Snowden case, because she used to be a campaign aide for President Obama in 2008. She worked for his campaign, and she never really grew out of that role. That's still what she is. And it was all, it was never, you know, kind of like a academic argument about whether it was like, it was vicious. You know, it was like he belongs rotting in a prison alongside Edward Snowden. And then there was also a controversy where Chelsea Manning, who people may not remember when she was first arrested as WikiLeaks source, was put into this like extremely harsh prison condition, like 23 and a half hours a day of solitary confinement. It was designed to break her down. I was actually the one who broke the story. And Joy Reid was the one who was coming out and saying like, oh, boo-hoo, Chelsea Manning wants a little blankie. You know, like obviously Chelsea Manning is a controversial figure. Lots of people think she should be in jail. But the lack, like the cruelty and the lack of empathy was evident to me all the way back then. And then obviously she had, you know, the next 6 or 7 years of writing extremely bigoted blog posts, you know, just, I mean, outright hatred for any gay man, lesbian, trans person. And
yeah, and of course she said her Twitter was hijacked. She didn't write that stuff.
Well, the thing is, she should be fired for making those statements. I mean, making those comments the way she making. She should be fired. We have seen people with lesser. What about that police officer in Norfolk, Virginia? Did I tell you about him last week?
William
Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets fired because he contributes to the Kyle Rittenhouse Defense Fund.
$25.
$25.
Damn.
The city manager, Chip Fowler,
they fired
blew the beans on him, and they had a black police chief by the name of Larry Boone. That's a bunch of bull crap. The man's on his own time, is in his house on his own computer, his own money, which is nothing more than an expression of his First Amendment protections.
Right.
And he gets fired. Crazy.
He should shoot the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
CBS need to be sued the hell out of for calling Kyle a murderer before the trial is even over.
All of them. All of them. George Takei, he says, justice denied is a body blow to our national psyche. On trial was not only a killer, but a system that continues to kill. The day that system defeated, true justice once again. What a joke. Go ahead.
You got to start dealing with these people like they deal with you. You got to fight fire with fire plus some.
Yeah.
I have a question. How many times can these news organizations be – I'm thinking of Sandman, you know, suing CNN and all of them, you know, and what he accomplished. I almost guarantee that Kyle is going to – what's his name – oh, dear Lord, I can't think of his name. he's running for Congress or Senate now. Anyways, he's got a big following on Facebook. But anyways, he's selling these T-shirts. I can't remember what it says about the First Amendment or the self-defense. And all the proceeds are going to go to lawyers to help Kyle sue. On top of that, he's going to be writing a personal check to the lawyers to be able to help sue for Kyle.
Yeah.
I'm like, how many times can these news organizations, especially if they're putting out millions and their ratings are dropping and advertisers are pulling out, how many times can they be sued and still not get a clue?
I don't know. I don't know, but I tell you, they must have a plan because no news organization would put up with this. Whoever's running owns CNN. I think isn't it ABC? Disney? I think it's Disney owns CNN. Now, they would fire all of them because the ratings are so low. They got to be losing money by the bucketfuls over there. Because they can't charge nothing.
They would do that.
They can't charge anything for ads. So I don't know if you guys know who Patton Oswalt is, but he said, "Want to be a Supreme Court justice? Want to murder two people and not go to jail? Better cut some onions, be white." And I guess that means you got to cry with the white onions. What a bunch of bullshit these people are.
I know, right?
Kathy Griffin, people suck. And that's all she wrote.
That bitch.
She sucks.
Man, her career's dead and on arrival.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember how she had that separate head of Trump, and that was okay.
Yeah.
She had some backlash for it, but not enough to put her in jail like she should have been.
Andy Cohen said, "What in the actual fuck?" I don't know what the hell that means, but that's Andy Cohen.
Well, it usually means what it means.
I know. I think.
Well, I tell you what, if they had started rioting, looting in Kenosha last night, that National Guard should have been in there kicking some butt.
They didn't, though, did they?
Big what? Time.
Did they riot last night? I haven't heard nothing.
I
heard they rioted. From what I've seen, I mean, what you hear on the mainstream media is everything was peaceful. But was it? We really don't know.
I don't know.
Because we don't get the truth from them.
That's where you have to start dealing with these people. You got to start kicking their damn butt, cracking some kneecaps, whatever is necessary.
Hot bombs, whatever it takes, yeah.
I think
just like the UAW.
If they crack down on, I said if they crack down in Wisconsin, it'll slow everything up because they know then they're not gonna fool with us anymore. And Minnesota, if they would have, I mean, they burned a police precinct down, for God's sake, and they didn't do a damn thing. You knew that crap was going to spread all over the country. And it did, and it still is going on.
You would be put in jail for two or three life sentences if you burned down Limestone County Jail here in Alabama.
Well, I'll tell you right now, they wouldn't get close enough.
Ain't that right?
No, hold on. They wouldn't get close enough to burn it down because you
exactly.
would be killed before you could do that.
That's right. You would be shot in the face, Bob. Yeah.
Who? Yeah, but how about these cops now are getting charged with murder and but who do they call? They call a cop when they need one. Like like a few weeks ago when one of their Antifa got hit. Somebody hit him back and he fell and hit his head on the concrete. There was a police officer nearby and the gal started screaming for him. All of a sudden you need a police officer.
Huh.
Isn't that amazing? Bill Maher.
What a hypocrite.
Yeah, Bill Maher is on our team on this,
and
I think.
Finally, new rule, Democrats who 1 year from now will be licking their wounds and asking themselves how they could have lost the midterm so badly must instead ask themselves that question now. Now. You know, now. Like, while there's still time to do something about it. A couple of weeks ago, Amy Klobuchar was here, and when I suggested the Democrats need a messaging czar, she offered me the job. Well, you need a messaging czar in your party.
And you think it should be you?
Amy, I'm flattered. But after careful consideration, I must decline. The hours it would take me away from home would make it very difficult on my family.
He's showing two dogs.
But I will tonight once again break out my coach hat and try to point the Democrats in the right direction. That's all I can do, point you in the right direction. I'm like Deep Throat. Because the way this party is running for office is making me gag. Now, I know liberals think this country is full of dumb white people, but in our democracy, dumb white people make up a substantial portion of the vote. The median voter is a white person in their 50s who didn't go to college. Their favorite TV show is NCIS. And their pronouns are what? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and get away from me. In 2008, Republicans only won 4 Virginia counties by more than 70%. This month, in the governor's election there, they did it in 45 counties. And this is what a lot of Democrats were told was the reason for that. Glenn Youngkin's win proves white ignorance is a powerful weapon. Racism still works in Virginia. It's not the messaging, folks. This country simply still loves white supremacy. Well, I haven't worked up an official Democratic campaign slogan for 2024 yet, but I tell you what I have ruled out is vote Democrat because white people suck. It's like trying to get laid by saying, you're ugly, you want to dance? You're alienating a whole lot of people, particularly whites without a college degree, which is most of them in a country that's still 70% white. I'd say do the math, but math is a form of white supremacy. Yes, I know. I know every fiber of your being tells you the people you really want to reach are Guatemalan teenagers and bloggers in Gaza, but they can't vote. To a lot of folks in America, you come across as the cares about everybody but me party. And it doesn't have to be that way. You can find ways to stand up for these folks without being David Duke. This month, when the Democrats finally passed their big trillion-dollar bill to rebuild our roads and bridges, 6 Democrats voted no because it didn't go far enough to address climate change, which I'm sure is true. What does? But this was free money from the federal government that would actually improve their constituents' lives. I can see a voter saying, you know, squad, I agree with you on climate change. But as long as it is happening, we also need money for getting the water pumped out of the subway. Can we do that before we build the workers' paradise? One of the first things Biden did in office was getting through a COVID relief package that sent $1,400 to, well, everybody without a single Republican vote. And today, Trump is leading him in the polls. You can give the people all the goodies Joe Manchin will allow, and it doesn't seem to buy their love. Why? Why is the party that supports so many issues that benefit the middle class still considered out of touch by 62% of Americans? In plain English, nobody likes a snob. Hillary Clinton didn't have anyone on rural research or outreach when she ran in 2016 until the race tightened just before the election. Then they hired one. And where was his office? Brooklyn. True story. Politics is local, not locally sourced. It's not artisan. It's art and stands. Your microaggression culture doesn't play in the Rust Belt. If a staffer hands you a speech that says menstruating people instead of women, don't say that. Say women. Don't put anyone fresh out of college in charge of the campaign. They've been given participation trophies their whole life. They don't know how to win. James Carville knew how to win, and he blamed the Democratic losses this November 2nd on stupid wokeness, to which AOC fired back that wokeness is a term almost exclusively used by older people these days. So that should tell you all you need to know. What? This is a term folks like you brought out very recently and have been proudly displaying at every march since. Just last year, The Guardian declared woke the word of our era. I guess they didn't get the memo from the Mean Girls Club. We don't use that emoji anymore. Woke, please. We say fetch now.
All right. I thought he was going to play a tape of AOC because he roasted her a little bit. Anyway, sorry about that. A little too long.
Still don't like his ass.
No.
Nope.
I don't like his politics at all. Did anybody see the tweet that Mayor de Blasio put out and former Governor Cuomo? He had comment. Yeah, well, I have to find it, but they jumped on the anti-jury anti-Rittenhouse bandwagon, and pretty damn nasty too. Well, de Blasio's was pretty nasty.
Yeah.
I'll try to find it. But carry on, young people, while I look. Don't burn down the house while you're talking now.
Hey, Ethan, is that moon still out of whack over y'all's way?
Uh-oh.
Still got that cloud around it.
Uh-oh.
I went over there earlier, and I didn't see it here, you know. Of course, they only live like a quarter mile. Uh-huh. And the moon had this glow around it like I've never seen before. I don't know.
Mm.
It wasn't clouds. I've seen a moon where there's clouds, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know.
It was just wild.
I'm sorry, Don. We're having a group text about tomorrow, and I had to reply.
I got you.
How come I'm not included in that group text?
You going to Kalamazoo with me tomorrow?
Well, I can.
Uh-oh.
I may need backup. She can make it there in about the same time I can make it there.
I know.
Well, I can make it there in an hour.
Oh.
Gee.
Where y'all going? Y'all going to whoop some ass?
It could be.
With Pianchi?
Hopefully not. No, my husband's father was released from the hospital yesterday. So,
great.
So we're going to go see him tomorrow.
That will be very nice.
Yeah.
So we have a family group text going, you know, me and the kids and my husband, and so I was replying. I apologize. I was distracted.
That's
Tell
fine.
Pork Chop I said hello.
I'm
sorry, what?
Tell Pork Chop I said hello.
I will.
Okay. Destiny just sent this to me. It's her husband, and he's holding a big sign that says, "Bring back Trump," and he's on one of those little islands that one of the roads branches off, and you can go, or you can go straight. He's standing there right now.
He wasn't telling the truth, but he also wasn't lying. It ain't your fault they was racist. You wasn't racist. You hung out with Mike Tyson. He was on the press conference of Ballet with Will Smith. Donald Trump was released from black prison with Kim Kardashian, while Kanye had to make America great. It was a strategy. I mean, forget we even have a president. What is Joe Biden doing? Where he at? Joe Biden got
Now he's in at a gas in front of a gas sign or gas station sign at $4.69 a gallon.
Gas prices, people are in
cars. Oh my gosh!
I can't go to my corner store. Gas prices $4. Now the Trump is out here handing out that stuff. So Biden out here giving out needles like thumbs in the eighth. That please. Only people that went to jail was 11. I want my shot, Biden. You need Trump back. He gonna get big feet shot.
Okay. Thank you, Destiny. And she's an RN. And where's she at? Oklahoma. And that's her husband. Takes some guts nowadays to go out and say you're a fan of Trump.
I don't think so. I think it's being kind of more and more and more accepted. So it's like, I don't know how to explain it.
I don't know.
And I think people are extremely embarrassed if they voted for Biden. They're kind of keeping their mouths shut now.
Yeah.
I agree.
Or they're jumping on the Trump train.
Well, like I heard on a video earlier, the Democratic Party is a criminal enterprise. The Republican Party is a criminal element. So, you know, what else we have going for us? We got Trump.
Yeah, well,
have Trump.
Yeah, Republicans are just as nasty and as
yes,
the
sir.
Democrats. Don't believe any different.
One is the same.
Well,
yeah.
The difference between them are, the Republicans and Democrats and Trump is Trump is more of a movement. It's not necessarily just about him himself. It's about a patriot movement.
Right.
It's about
you're right.
It's about the Constitution. It's about standing up for what's right. It's not just Trump. I think we got a true taste of what it was to be an actual constitutional patriotic American for 4 years.
Yeah.
That we haven't had in a very, very long time.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I was just going to say, there's a lot of people that want that back.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Bring It Boy and Suzette. And let me get Joe on real quick. Joe.
Hello,
Joe.
People.
We missed
Hello.
You. Let me get John. Uh-oh. We might get him early tonight. I don't know.
Donald.
Skype number.
Hope this is John Doe. John Doe, get on in here and sit down. Don't let nobody put you out.
Hey, yes, Gene.
Hey, what?
That's me.
What you were saying, and if I know a bunch of people just got on, but if I could read this real quick, this is from President Trump's inauguration, and it just echoes what Gene was saying. We are not only moving from one administration to another. We are transferring power from D.C. to the people. For too long, a small select group in Washington have reaped the rewards while the people have bore the cost. That all changes starting right now, right here. This moment is your moment and belongs to you. The United States of America is your country. And he even said January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. So what Gene said was right. It's more of a movement, power back to the people, power out of D.C. to the people, from the small elite, back to the people. It was that's what the entire inauguration was about.
Well,
exactly.
I do agree. It's a movement, and of course they're calling it a cult. I mean, we belong to a cult.
Right.
Well, they wish they had a cult like we have.
I know. With millions.
Well, I tell you, I just read an article about this DeSantis, he's moving on up the Republican line, boy. And a lot of people talking about running besides Trump. I still don't think
maybe the Republican Party will go back to its roots. Who knows? You know, I mean, I do know that you watch who Trump is endorsing. You know, there's several Republicans running, and look, watch who he endorses.
Yeah.
I think they're more like Tea Party Republicans, though.
I wouldn't call them Tea Party necessarily. I would call them more constitutionalists, you know?
There you go. Yeah.
You know, I'm still kind of out to, I don't know what you want to call it, but when it just, the guy in Virginia, what's his name? The one, Laughlin? No, not Laughlin. What was his name?
Youngkin.
In this recent election.
Youngkin.
Yeah. Youngkin,
yeah. Punkin Youngkin.
You know, I'm still kind of, you know, looking at him kind of going, is, because some people have said he's a rhino. I'm
well, I can find out.
That way.
I imagine.
I'm hoping he's not, but we'll see.
Did you hear this lady, who sent me this, PND? I don't know who PND is, but thank you for sending this, and I will look for this. I couldn't find it. This is a representative, Lauren Boebert, I think.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, she is. Thank you for pronouncing that for me, brother.
Democrat policies are so pathetic and have done so poorly that the left has nothing else to do but troll the internet looking for ways to get offended and then try to target members and strip them of their committees. This is a dumb waste of the House's time. But since the Speaker has designated the floor to discuss members' inappropriate actions, shall we? The Jihad Squad member from Minnesota has paid her husband, and not her brother husband, the other one, over $1 million in campaign funds. This member is allowed on the Foreign Affairs Committee while praising terrorists. A Democrat chairwoman incited further violence in the streets outside of a courthouse. And then the cherry on top, my colleague and 3-month presidential candidate from California, who is on the Intelligence Committee, slept with Feng Feng, a Chinese spy. Let me say that again. A member of Congress who received classified briefings was sleeping with the enemy. This is unacceptable, and this would never be.
Gentlemen, time's expired. Gentlemen from Florida.
Wow.
That's how it's done.
I love how she said the representative from Minnesota paid her husband and not her brother husband. I was like, oh.
Wow.
That was golden.
Oh, Lord. I love that. Hmm.
Where's she from now? That's great.
I don't know. Arizona? Let me hold on for a minute.
She was hanging out with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Okay. They'll announce her here in a second.
Democrat policies are so...
Oh, I thought they were going to announce like they do. The gentle lady from... I think she's Arizona, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Go with that.
She's been hanging with Marjorie Taylor Greene, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of those young ladies tell it like it is, or like they think it is anyway.
Well, good since the men aren't, we need to get a bunch of feisty women in there.
Yeah.
Boom.
Now, I haven't listened to this, but John Cover sent me this. It says, you know, Beto O'Rourke is running for governor of Texas. And this is a Texas man apparently telling off Beto. I haven't heard it, so I don't know how good the quality is.
Hey, Beto, I don't want to take a picture with you.
with you, man. I just want to shake your hand. I'm Robert.
Robert, you're my Tocayo.
I'm native Houstonian. Thank you for being here. On behalf of the ranchers and oil and gas and farmers.
Yes, sir.
Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in your grill telling you don't come back.
Okay.
We don't want you here.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
Hell no. You ain't taking my son, Jesus. You ain't taking my son. Get your hands off of me. Get your hands off of me. Adios. Woo! How do you like that? Woo! Still here in Texas. Woo!
Now you got all the posse out, pushing him back. I don't know if you heard. He said, "Well, just go someplace." I guess Beto was someplace, and go there and stay there. We don't want you here. But anyway, he's running again. His family's pretty rich. I guess they can put some money in his coffer, campaign funds.
Is Wooderson from Dazed and Confused still running? That's what I love about these high school girls. I get older, they stay the same age.
Hey. Okay. Missy, that's Daniel. Daniel, this is Melissa. He's my cousin. And she's a UAW member, just like you were.
Hey.
You better not let your mama hear you saying that.
Dazed and Confused.
It'd
be pretty cool if you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Except Daniel, we really don't want Missy to come out.
Daniel, you better
really?
Not let your mama hear you say that.
We like Mel, and we like Melissa. But when Missy comes out,
man, there ain't
nothing
wrong with Missy. All you crazy people, just don't get your panties in a wad now.
Oh, we have two alternate
some
personalities.
Some of them don't wear no panties.
One at a time.
It's more convenient that way.
Oh, they got me.
JR, I'm not going to play this, but it is funny. It's how to speak Bidenese, when he's stumbling over words. This guy helps you try to translate what he's saying. But thank you for sending that, JR. That was it's funny.
Bidenese.
Yeah. When he gets going, forgets where he's saying. Yeah.
Belief in, you know the thing.
Yeah.
You forgot the word God? That's crazy.
You forgot forgot everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
go
ahead, Jim.
Oh, I was just saying we cannot forget the huge, huge historic monumental moment yesterday. I mean, just, it's major history.
Yeah, that's
right.
You guys
know what happened, right?
Come on, people.
Kamala Harris, the first black or African American woman president. Except she's not African American. She's Jamaican.
What,
20
minutes? Why Joe got his butt clean?
Yeah. Yep. But if you watch mainstream media, boy, it's like it was just a huge, monumental, major, historic moment.
Broke the glass ceiling.
She sure did.
But one of them said,
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would have been there to give Joe mouth to mouth to make sure he didn't die.
Well, they don't give mouth to mouth anymore. It's just chest compression.
Well, I've been jumping up in his chest to make sure he didn't die and hand it over to her.
You don't want her?
Hell no.
She's not even eligible.
Oh, now let's don't go there tonight.
Okay, but we all know she's not.
No, we don't all know she's not. I don't know.
No, she probably stuck her sleeper weight up to the top.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
She already did that.
And Willie Brown. Willie Brown. Man with a smile. He was a big boy in California, I'll tell you that. Big man. Anyway.
I heard somebody else reporting that California actually did go red last November. It was a totally different source.
How do they know this?
From what I understand is this, and even, you know, this is part of how Liddell got, I think, his numbers, but, you know, Trump's setting up the Space Force. Now,
yeah.
A lot of people thought Space Force, you know, like literally outer space Space Force. Mm-hmm. No, it was like cyber space, mm-hmm. Space Force. And that they were doing the elections in real time. They were, you know, catching up all the election stuff in real time. So that's how they know, well, you know, that California actually went red as opposed to blue, but given all the voter fraud and blah, blah, blah that happened.
Which they have all that too, yeah. I think it was 80.4%. It was either 80.4 or 82.4% of all votes went to Trump. Those were the final tallies.
You're talking about California?
I'm talking about nationwide.
Oh, 84% went for President Trump nationwide.
I think it was 80.4, yeah.
And where did you get your information, Daniel?
That's coming from the military.
Okay.
Military, the ballots were supposedly printed by the same company, sent to wherever you pick up presidential ballots, and it had a non-radioisotope mark on it. Yeah, pretty much a watermark, where they could track every ballot worldwide, even the ones that are burned. They know they have been burned. They can track them. And so you take those and take away the ones that were printed by these Democratic companies or whoever, or China or North Korea or whoever printed them and sent them over. Me and Mama watched a negotiation coming out of, I think it was North Korea, and it was a high Democrat position person from over here, and they were asking, well, how much do we pay? They were saying, and they said, you know, the same as last time. So, and it was all in North Korean. You couldn't, you know, they had subtitles. So they ordered, like, I think it was a couple million ballots, and they were like, what's the price? You know, same as last time. So they've done it before.
Wow.
But see, the military tracked those were fake ballots. Those were fraudulent ballots. But they were, even though they were counted, they weren't counted by our military.
How many times though? Especially since last November, whether it be Trump releasing his statements, you know, via his website or whatever it is, his blog, or in an interview or, you know, just whatever. How many times have you heard him say, we've caught them, we caught them all,
yeah.
we have the information on them? He has said it multiple times.
I heard and Shifty Shift say the same thing, though. And I still don't see no proof. I got to see proof.
They haven't declassed it yet.
Well,
when are they going to? Donnie,
yeah,
I don't know.
This doesn't make sense.
It's all a military operation. They're not going to tell anyways.
Okay, well, not only that. Now, did Trump exaggerate things? Yep, I will say that. There are times that he exaggerated things. But on something extremely serious, especially since he ran for, you know, president, have you really caught him in a big lie?
Have
I? Mean, really? Honestly?
No, I can't say as I have, no.
Okay, so that gives him credibility for what he's saying. We've caught them. We've caught them all. We've got it all.
When's the last time he said that, Gene?
He actually said it in a recent interview with, I want to say, with Mike Lindell.
Okay. Yeah, he did interview him.
So what I'm saying is, we just got to be patient. We just got to be patient.
They'll bring it out when they believe the time's right, not when we believe it's right.
See, that's,
well,
that's
remember,
go ahead.
Constitutionally, a president can only be in office for 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I know where you're going with
it. It gives them up to 2 years to put all their ducks in a row, cross all their T's, dot all their I's. Between that, what Durham is bringing out, you know, the indictments that he's been bringing out.
Yeah.
You know, it's given them ample time to make sure that this is airtight. Airtight. And if you really stop and look over the last year, you know, the Great Reset. We talked about the Great Reset before. And with Trump winning in 2016, it messed up their plan for the Great Reset because it was supposed to be Obama for 8 years and then it was supposed to be Hillary for 8 years. So we would be slowly integrated into this Great Reset like boiling a frog. We wouldn't notice as much. Well, that four-year span when Trump was in office, I mean, he did a lot of good for our country, just a lot of good. Okay, well, in the last 10 months, just the last 10 months, they've had to make up for the last 4 years. And look where we're at. People are waking up to it. And people are actually seeing it because it's happening so fast. And they're that frog that you put in the boiling pot of water that wants to jump out immediately. So, you know, yeah, people, you got to give it time for people to, you know, see it. Because Trump has said many times, he is not for bloodshed, especially American bloodshed. Okay? He doesn't want it, you know, us literally fighting against each other and shooting each other in the street. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't believe that. So this whole thing, you know, it's like as you're slowly waking people up, it's, you know, I don't know, that's how I see it. So,
I mean,
we may have another.
Supreme Court rulings are now going conservative ways. You know, there are things that are happening that people just turn a blind eye to. You know, Virginia's governor race, you know, just went Republican. I mean, there are certain things that are shifting because people are waking up, and that's the whole point of it.
Joe Blue Sky, give me this to read. Joe Blue Sky, I'll read it. Frauds. It's got a picture of Biden and Harris. It's on top, it says frauds. On the bottom says, based on the most corrupt election in USA history, we the people will always label them as frauds. Thank you, Joe.
Well, you have to stop and think, too, even the most recent with this mandate that Biden has tried to roll out with the vaccine. And the Fifth Circuit Court ruled that it's unconstitutional and put a permanent stay on it. And apparently it's going to the Sixth District. And the Sixth District is going to fulfill the same thing. And then they put a stop to OSHA being able to enforce it. And OSHA has decided, you know, said, well, we're going to back off on enforcing this. You know.
I got to see.
OSHA.
Go ahead, OSHA.
OSHA was never. I got a big book here right there. You can't see it. It's 29 Code of Federal Regulation, 1910. OSHA was never meant to be used the way they're talking about using it.
Exactly.
It's supposed to protect the worker from what they can catch from the employer, not the other way around, what the worker can give to the employer. And when you talk about health, well, when a worker is working with chemicals, when a worker is going into a confined place, things are supposed to be put in place, assured, to make sure that they are safe. And, you know, really, to tell you the truth, you don't need OSHA anyway, because manufacturers were doing a damn good job at that, especially in the construction industry, of protecting their workers. Heck, everything you go to buy, now they have a product safety and how to use it list that you should follow. Everything, liquid you buy, you open it up, it's got that information on it. They got data safety sheets in case you get something in your eye, what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Companies can form their own safety programs, have their own safety head that implement those, either there in that one location from project to project. You don't need OSHA.
Well, that, and then even just this week, in Pennsylvania, a judge ruled that children will no longer wear masks as of December 4th or 5th. And it's a permanent. They can never make children wear masks again.
And, you know, if you think that's something, you got OSHA. If you work on a core engineer job, Donnie, like a dam or some project associated with what they're responsible for, they have their own safety book, too. We call it the yellow book. Then companies themselves are required by the insurance companies, especially for work comp, but also general liability, to have a safety program.
Right.
If not, your insurance rates will be clean out the roof.
So
you don't need OSHA. And guess what else you don't need? You don't need the Department of Education either.
Oh, that's a fact. I agree with that 100%. Oh, yeah. Just let me take 45 seconds of your time, because this is a feel-good story out of Riverside, California. And it's an, well, I'll see if they'll tell you.
Pandemic gave the team the break they needed to come back stronger than ever.
You guys are amazing.
In fact, they've gone from the underdogs to absolute favorites during undefeated season, and now a chance to win the 8-player football championship game.
Okay, you can't hardly hear that. That's a death team going to the championship game. Congratulations. I don't know the name of your team, but congratulations. It says California on New Jersey, so I'll just call you California. Congratulations.
But the United States' biggest threat is China.
Yes, it is.
That is the U.S. biggest threat. This threat started emerging about a decade and a half ago, if not longer. And we're not. It don't seem like there's nothing being done to alleviate it. It's going to have to be some takeover stuff that goes down to get back on track. All these frivolous arguments and distractions, they need to be ignored or done away with. If you don't put your children back on the path of education and the things that's going to be futuristic, what China is already starting to dominate in, we're going to be in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, supposedly as communist China, as we know the old communist China, Xi Jinping has dealt with the communist regime and rogue regime in China, even though I still think they may operate in the seas a little bit. But Xi Jinping, along with an old dynasty called the Ming Dynasty, real wealthy, real influential, and the people of China have wanted the communists gone, and you ain't going to hear this on MSNBC, but have wanted the communists gone for a long time because of how, of course, living under communist rule, you can imagine. And they are, if they're not complete with it, they're tying up loose ends as we speak. And they've had help from us. They've had help from Japan, Australia, Taiwan. Did I say Taiwan already? I don't know. Anyways, the alliance members.
Oh, the alliance. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have proof of that, too. Sorry.
Right. It's coming.
Okay. All right. Well, They make our medication over there. We got to start making our medication here. We got to start making the products here again.
Yes, sir.
Our washer.
Yes.
We
got to make our car
tires,
parts here.
TV.
Yes.
Everything back here. That will shut China down. Because the United States buys more
crap.
We need
to stop them. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Stop them from buying up our companies that are here, our food processing companies.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't make a damn bit of sense now, does it?
They're in charge of a lot of the food processing right here in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in pork.
In pork?
Yeah, they ship whole hogs back to China. They raise them here, ship whole hogs back to China. Process them, package them, label them, ship them back to the U.S., and they end up on your supermarket shelves.
Isn't that crazy?
And that's why you buy your beef and your pork from a farmer, like I do. And I tell
American
you what, it's cheaper than the grocery store, and it tastes better.
American education is all fixation on this critical race theory crap. They need to be educating these young people in the sciences, the things that we need to know
math and science.
To push this nation forward.
Well, that's what Gene and I talked about this afternoon is where we stand on math and science in the big picture. And we're just so far down. I think we're about 40th place.
Oh, my God.
That is disgusting. I think that's math. I don't know about science.
Well, like Bianchi said earlier, though, how many people don't know how to read? You know, when my kids were little, I focused more on reading with my kids than math or science. The reason being, because if they can read and they can read fluently, they can easily read how to learn math, how to do science. Without reading, you can't do really anything.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know, so I felt made sure that they read a lot so that way they could, you know, do the story problems or whatever in math. I think the reading needs to be the basis and then add the math and science on top of it. That's my 2 cents.
Guess who I got in an argument with today, Donnie?
Who is that?
A female professor teaches at the University of Connecticut. Her name is Manisha Sinha. She's Indian born, and I caught her talking a bunch of anti-American stuff. Everything from the Revolutionary War on, and she was on a black show and pumping them up. You know, that's where a lot of this stuff happens, too, with these college professors. And then I noticed that you have a lot of foreigners that have figured out how to get next to the nerves of certain groups, especially blacks in this country. And they lopsided as a damn cantaloupe. They talk from one side.
Yeah.
The United States is the oppressor. The United States is the evil. What they done to the Indians and all that stuff. I came on, I said, well, I told them I'm a black African-American who supported Donald Trump. And when I disagree with what you're saying about conservatives. And see, when I do that, the black hosts protect them. Mute.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that? Mute.
Mute. I bet you and Joe have been muted more times than anybody on Blog Talk Radio history.
Yeah, if I get on the show and don't get muted, I wonder what the hell's going on.
Joe,
you reminded me of the senator, what's his name, Kennedy, that was questioning the nominee for Biden.
And he says, I don't know if I should call you professor or comrade.
Yeah, I know. I got and that. Yeah.
I was going to say, I just sent it to you. I think that was like, wow. Wow.
Yeah. He didn't know what to call her. Beautiful.
Well, I loved how he went down the list of, you know, let me just, you know, show you the facts of what we do know. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now, do I call you Senator or Professor or Comrade? And I'm like,
yeah.
You got to play it, Don. It's good.
If I can find it, I will play it. Oh, are
I
you
sent
sending
an email just now?
Okay. I didn't know you sent it. I have a copy of it, too, somewhere. Okay.
Hell, Biden removed terrorists, protected terrorists on some major industries, steel, lumber. I think even furniture.
They just started making furniture back in Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah. It started back.
Sweet.
Thanks to Trump. Okay, here it is, Jean. Hold on, guys. I can't even pronounce her name. Omarova is her last name, but I can't tell you what her first name is.
They search for Senator Kennedy from Louisiana is recognized for 5 minutes.
Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
You used to be a member of a group called the Young Communist, didn't you?
Senator, are you referring to my membership in the Youth Communist Organization while I was growing up in the Soviet Union?
I don't know. I wanted to ask you that question.
Well, Senator,
There was a group called the Young Communists, and you were a member. Is that right?
I'm not exactly sure which group you're referring to.
Well, the formal name of it is the Leninist Communist Young Union of the Russian Federation.
Oh, wow.
And it's also known as the Leninist Komsomol of the Russian Federation, and it's commonly referred to as the Young Communists. Were you a member?
Senator, I was born and grew up in the Soviet Union.
Yes, ma'am. But were you a member of that organization?
Everybody in that country was a member of the Komsomol, which was the Communist Youth Organization.
You were a member?
That was a part of normal progress in school.
Have you resigned?
From
the Young Communists?
You grow out of it with age.
Did you send them a letter, though, resign?
Senator, this was many, many years ago, as far as I remember how the Soviet Union worked. Was at a certain age, you automatically stop being a member.
Could you look at your records and see if you can find a copy of your...
Senator record? Kennedy, I don't interrupt. I almost never interrupt these, but...
Well, you always interrupt me, Mr.
No, actually, I don't. Not really as many times.
I want
like,
her no, I,
she renounced her Soviet citizenship.
Well, I understand that, but you're not the witness. She is. Would you look at your records and see if you can find a letter of resignation for me?
Senator... as I explained, I was part of the Soviet population.
Yes, ma'am. I got that part. I just want to see if you look at your records and see if you find a letter of resignation. Let me tell you what. I've spent a lot of time on your record, and here's what I found. Look, this is America. You can believe what you want, but we can't just let anybody be controller of the currency. You wrote your thesis in college at Moscow State University the title was Karl Marx's Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. But you won't send Senator me a copy. You studied at university, at Moscow State University, scientific communism, which is the science regarding working class struggle and the socialist agenda. In 2019, not 30 years ago, in a Canadian documentary, you called the financial services industry, quote, a quintessential asshole industry. you wrote a paper called Systemically Significant Prices, calling for the federal government to set wages, food, gas prices. In 2020, you wrote a paper called The People's Ledger, where you said we need to abolish bank accounts and make everybody set up an account at the Fed where the federal government will have access to your data. In 2020, you wrote another paper called The Climate Case for a National Investment Authority, where you said what we need to do to the oil and gas industry is have the federal government bankrupt so we can tackle climate change. In 2019, you joined the Facebook group, a Marxist Facebook group, to discuss socialist and anti-capitalist views. Now, that's what I see from your record. And you have the right to believe every one of these things. You do. This is America. But I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
Senator, I'm not a communist. I do not subscribe to that ideology. I could not choose where I was born. I do not remember joining any Facebook group that subscribes to that ideology. I would never knowingly join any such group. There is no record of me ever actually participating in any Marxist or communist discussions of any kind. My family suffered under the communist regime. I grew up without knowing half of my family. My grandmother herself escaped death twice under the Stalin regime. This is what's seared in my mind. That's who I am. I remember that history. I came to this country. I'm proud to be an American. And this is why I'm here today, Senator. I'm here today because I'm ready for public service.
Wow. Okay. She wants to be comptroller of currency.
Didn't she say she was born in Russia? And she was raised in Russia. Well, she has quite an accent that was Asian.
Well, Russia is Asia. But the thing that gets me...
No, that's what I'm saying. Her accent doesn't match when she says she was born and raised.
Hold on.
Hell, she just wrote these theses in 2019. And what's her name, Donnie?
Oh, good Lord. Let me go back now.
Well, that's okay, but what the hell ever happened to Senator Billy Bob and Senator Mary Jane?
I don't know.
We got Iliad. We got Omar. The hell was that? That justice by itself should tell you something.
Okay, her first name is, I couldn't tell you, S-A-U. I can't read the, I don't know, O-M-A-R-O-V-A. Omarova is her last name, and she's born as hell. I don't know. I tell you what, I forgot his name. Oh, my God. I'm forgetting everybody. But anyway, he said, I cannot think of a nominee more poorly suited than you. I don't think.
Yeah. I tell you what, I bet you never would see on the rolls of Russia a Willie or doggone Jeffro.
No, they won't. And you won't in China. That was Tim Scott that said that, by the way.
It doesn't matter what a fucking name is, because most of the time, immigrants do come from behind the Iron Curtain. They usually become pretty good Americans. But in this particular case, when you write a treatise in 2019 and in 2020, advocating for the government to take control of all the resources and to track everybody's bank accounts, you're still a communist. It doesn't matter what she says. It doesn't matter what her name is. It matters what she wrote.
That's right.
Right. What she wrote is what she's got within her inner mindset.
Exactly. So she can talk about how she wants to be there of service to the country all she wants. She's a liar because she's writing for the Lexus. Lenin Marxist philosophy of the state controls every damn thing we do. That's the point. That's the point that guy was trying to get to.
And then listen at the two key words that I heard, climate and systemic. Oh, baby, I would have been getting up, getting out of there.
Well, after the vaccines are going, you know, they're the ones. The vaccine is supposed to help depopulate the planet, and then those who survive are supposed to be sacrificed on the altar of climate change.
You're right, Joe.
$5 a gallon in that guy's state. Where was it, California?
I think Bring It Boy said he's got, let me find it real quick, $4.69 a gallon where he's in California.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to tax the hell out of your natural gas, people up north. That's what you use to heat your homes with, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah. They're saying it's going to go up about 30%. And it's already higher in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And this is what happens when you have a centrally controlled government who's going to be in control of all the resources. But unfortunately, by the time people do wake up, they'll be in blackout conditions. It'll be almost Mad Max.
Mad Max. There you go.
All
you
got to do is just take down the grid. And then what have you got in a week or two if the power doesn't come back up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You better have
you get in one of you get in one of those AI controlled vehicles and you put your wrist up against some sensor in order to start the car, and if you ain't got the required vaccinations that you're supposed to have, your car don't start.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you got that.
Oh, did you hear it?
You got the
I'm
fact
sorry.
That 2 weeks. Now think about it for a second. If you don't have power for 2 weeks, you're without lights, gas, you don't think there's going to be riots in the streets?
Oh, yeah, there will be. Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay? There'll be neighbor versus neighbor.
Yeah.
For food.
Well, that's why I feel very blessed. We got our veggies in our backyard, and we got our neighbor next year. Dora's got the ducks and the pigs and the chickens and the rabbits.
Yeah,
we'll
you're fine.
Well.
Yeah, but you're fine, but other people won't be.
No, nobody's fine.
Bad.
Somebody
well,
finds out where you live, where you have the garden, you're the first one to be
come
talking.
Take you. They're going to come take you as a king.
Yeah, you think they're going to, well, look, see, they got their pig, let them have it. No, they got their pig, they belong to us.
People going to be driving by your house saying, here, piggy, piggy, piggy,
there
come
you
on,
go.
Piggy.
I'm just saying.
You better have an electrified fence and anti-Molotov.
Better have some guards and guard towers, which you
yeah.
need.
Yeah.
Now think
right.
about what's going to happen in a month.
Oh, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you think your pigs are going to what, be protected? You think
no.
the farmers are going to have... their pigs, their farm is protected. They'll have to be out there 24/7 to make sure that the looters don't come. And when the looters come by, they're going to come by with not slingshots.
Yeah, it's going to be. It could be bad.
Yeah,
it could be. It could
for
be
these for these people that's getting mortgages. You got your banks. If you get a national known bank, Bank of America, U.S. Bank, they sell your damn promissory note to some damn foreigners, and they don't have no live person that you can talk to. If something is in dispute, you got to email them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do sell your contracts. That's true.
Here you are dealing with some people that can't even speak English and don't know how
and don't
to
care.
Comprehend what they're reading, right?
But their name is Joe and Pianchi. Come on,
yes.
And Gene and Larry. You never talk to whatever their real names are. They always have an American name, but I can't understand a
Tina.
Damn thing you're saying.
Tina. Tina's a theme, or one that they use a lot too. Tina.
Tina.
You know, you can't talk, you barely can talk to an American on a customer service for anything nowadays.
Hell, Joe, you go on YouTube and all the instructional videos on just about anything is foreigners teaching you or telling you or trying to get you to join this. Some money scheme.
You want to know how you get around it when you call in? I can tell you. You ask for customer retention. And you'll be speaking to someone in the States. Customer retention. As if you're going to cancel your service.
Yeah, that doesn't always work, though, Gene.
It's worked every single time with any company I've had to deal with.
You got what?
Comcast, Sprint, T-Mobile. Yep.
Well, you ought to be down T-Mobile. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, you should. My grandson was complaining about them today. I told him to leave them people alone.
Oh, T-Mobile stuff? Oh, yeah.
I remember when the internet service was about $19.95 a month. And now it's about $100.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Worse yet.
Hmm.
I'm just saying, well, Sprint and T-Mobile merged. That's why, you know, you end up with this recently. So, anyways, point is, if you ask for customer attention, you're more apt to talk to somebody in the States.
We got about 8 minutes to go if you want to. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. If you'd like to join the conversation, push 1 on your keypad.
Is John Doe on?
Yeah, John Doe's on, but he does other things while he listens, and then when he's done, he jumps on.
Well,
John
Doe? Because you missed him the last few weeks.
I know, but he outsmarted me this time. He jumped on.
John Doe is a caller, Misty. He's on. He's, John Doe is a caller. He's not talking now, like Don was saying. What John Doe does, he calls in so that he doesn't get disconnected, so that he can stay on the phone for as long as we're on the phone. But then he does other things, and then later on he jumps in.
Is he calling from Michigan?
I don't know.
No. He's more of a constitutional. He studies the Constitution. I would call him, you know, almost like a, not necessarily a scholar, but a student of the Constitution. And he has enlightened us on certain things in the Constitution.
Pretty cool.
I think it was last Saturday we got kicked off.
Oh?
No, they went full term. I think it was about 4 or 5 hours last week.
Oh, was it? No.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we got
kicked. I don't know. I went off early.
Joe, did anybody ask you why you were late?
Well,
No,
because...
Oh, I thought somebody would have by now.
No, nobody asked me why I was late for class.
Daniel, where's Kathy at?
She came in exhausted, and she's been laying down.
You know, your poor
she's
mom.
In her room.
Jeez.
And make sure you prop her feet up and give her some cold glass of lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Sweet tea. She likes sweet tea.
That'll work.
I don't know.
That works for me. Love sweet tea.
Hello?
Anyway. Hello.
Yeah, we're all right there.
We're here, buddy. I think everybody's kind of pooped out on everything. I don't know. Kind of dragging.
Well, well, to dovetail from what, because I was about to ask you guys before I got here, if you talked about Kamala Harris, because Biden is colonoscopy, you know, he might not survive that. And then we do have Kamala Harris as the president.
Could that be his excuse?
Yeah. Didn't he say that, you know, if things got rough, he could resign?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they put a firecracker up in his colon.
Yeah.
With it all.
Yeah.
that's why I mentioned something about, you know, she was not even eligible to become vice president, but did.
Apparently she's president right now.
Well, like they said, they're going to.
Well, he's out.
She can't be. As soon as he comes out of the procedure and is coherent, they got to remove it.
Well, yeah.
It was only like for 2 hours. It was already switched back to Biden.
It was 80 minutes or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In there.
So Biden is now still officially the president?
Yes.
Okay. Does he still want to go in the colonoscopy?
Let's poke it up in there one more time.
I can't hear you.
Is he undergoing any kind of follow-up on the colonoscopy?
I don't know.
Well, that would be a Black History moment.
Oh, yeah, like I said, the mainstream media already said it's broken glass ceilings, all this stuff.
Yeah. Forget about
being
that.
Being president for 85 minutes or whatever it was.
When Gene told me that, I had to go back and look and see what kind of celebration they had. I'm sure they did, and they did. They were talking about the glass ceiling and...
You know, but the, you know, ironically, though, she's not popular in the Black community.
She shouldn't be.
Well, she shouldn't be, but if you listen to the news and other things, they're going to make her into whatever they want.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the mainstream media's job, is to propagandize. What about the Black shows here on BTR? Are they for Kamala or not?
These people will say every damn thing. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Like these programs, this Bring Back Better, where you're giving people stuff. You know, this past weekend in St. Louis, you had an organization that gave out baskets of turkey and other stuff to people. That's nothing wrong with that. Okay. But the thing is, they got programs that the federal government implement is basically the same type of stuff. And people never gravitate above that. Not all, but a lot don't. And that's what the data show. You know, until you get people where they can produce for themselves, I don't care how much reparations you give somebody. You can give them $1 million. If they're not producing for themselves, it's going to be gone. And they'd be right back in the same place.
Just like lottery winners.
Yeah, like you got that right. Just like lotto winners.
I like to try it, though.
Yeah, I know. I keep my money.
I don't play the lotto.
What was that?
Sorry. I don't even know if Utah even has it.
Oh, Utah doesn't?
I said, I don't know if they do or they don't.
Oh, okay. That's another way to rip people off is that damn lotto. Supposed to go to the schools in Michigan, and they were closing schools a couple of years ago. Well, where's all that lotto money?
Yeah. A lot of the states they're supposed to allocate the, if not a lot, then at least a few, supposed to allocate the money coming in for helping out with the school, the education. But education still sucks.
Well, they need to have a system of making people take certain things. That is, and seeing if they qualified to do it. You know, some people just can't read. Some can't do math, but those that can, and you don't know whether they can or not, they need to be tested, need to be analyzed, need to be assessed to see if they can. Hell, you're not going to catch up with China if you don't. I don't think we're going to catch up with China if we don't do that. We got too many children that's not doing what they should be doing where they are in the grades they're in.
Yeah, you're right.
Be like they tell you, you can only have 2 cups of beans this week, or should I say this month? A kilo of rice.
Might come down to that rationing food. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. Man, it's just a mess. This whole thing is a mess. But I really do think people are waking up. I really do.
I hope so. Hope you're right. You do see some things changing.
Yeah. But I don't know if enough of them will, but, well, I don't know.
Everyone is not going to be waking up. Everybody is not going to be righteous.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, critic. I don't know.
I don't see any changes. I hear people talking about it, but I don't see any changes.
Well, at least they're talking about it, Joe.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you got Ted Nugent, you got Kid Rock singing about it. You got number one rap song is singing about it. So people are, in the entertainment field at least, singing about it. But the changes that we need, how about bringing down gas prices? How about bringing back energy independence, stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Bring it back.
Well, as long as we got Kamala and Biden and the deep state still in their positions, that's where we need our changes. And we can have Bill Maher talking about the Democratic Party. That'll be cool. Even Jimmy Kimmel might, even if he changes, it's still talking.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Black Lives Matter to erupt in the next few weeks.
That's why everybody's praying for cold, cold weather.
That's not going to stop them because they're going to light up the buildings and get warm again.
Oh, wow. Good point. You could. It's not funny, but I didn't think of that.
I had a discussion about Black Lives Matter and the mainly peaceful protests. Well, if Black Lives Matter has mainly peaceful protests, and you can go along with that, then you can go along with Rittenhouse, with his mainly self defense on the ground because he was the one that was being chased.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they brought racism into that shit. Whites on whites, and they're talking about, it was racist because it was at a Black Lives Matter venue. And he shouldn't be there. Well, maybe he should have, maybe he shouldn't have. But the thing was, he was being chased. The guy on the stand said he pointed the gun at Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse did not have the gun pointed at him until he swung it around. End of story.
There you go. But, boy, when the verdict came down.
That's the first thing that occurred to me. The first thing that occurred to me after this ruling is, oh, well, okay, now it's just open season. Like, if I'm walking around and I'm a white nationalist, you know, coward little kid with an AR-15, and I see somebody drive by with a Black Lives Matter bumper sticker and I feel threatened, I can open fire. If I go by a youth group standing outside the local Target and they're chanting Black Lives Matter and I feel threatened, I can open fire. Paul, is the ruling today really a precedent, or is this the kind of thing that was always going to end up happening and we shouldn't see this as a real watershed moment?
But you know, Donnie.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Where in the hell these dumbass white folks come from?
That wasn't a white folk.
That was Don Lemon, right?
What's that? No, that wasn't Don Lemon. I don't know. No. Jason Johnson of MSNBC.
Well, somebody's white is shaking their head, yes. Where do they come from?
I don't know.
I mean, let's kind of think for a minute. Where in the hell these people come from?
Right.
And every turn you make, there they are.
Some
damn ridiculous anti-American, anti-Constitution thought.
Well,
they come from the valley of no balls. They get the check signed by the media operators, and that's what they do. They sell themselves out. Because I've asked the same question as you. I said, where are they? I mean, don't they know they're lying, or are they that stupid?
Yeah. Well, this Nicholas Fondarcaro, I don't know if that's how you pronounce your last name. Thank you. He just sent this in. It's CNN legal analyst Charles Komen Jr. and two white people.
I'm wondering, Charles, you point out his age, you know, Sarah, 17-year-old, now 18. Do you think his age played any role in the verdict, the fact that he was so young?
Well, Pamela, I don't necessarily think that it's just his age. I think we have to be very clear about what that means. I think that what we have seen throughout the course of this trial, be it from the judge, be it from right-wing media, be it from the public in many cases, we've seen a consistent infantilization of Kyle Rittenhouse in front of the public. And I think part of that was strategic by the defense, the way that he presented on the stand, the way that he presented to remind the jury that he was young. But in terms of his age, I want to be very clear about something. We've seen many instances where people who were not like Kyle Rittenhouse, and I am referring to race in this instance, took the stand. I'm referring to the Exonerated Five in New York, also known as the Central Park Five, where they were not treated with the same delicacy and shielded by their age. And so there is a certain level of privilege that we have to acknowledge when you talk about how age played a role. I do believe that age was a factor. However, I think that it was amplified by the fact that he enjoyed the privilege of being infantilized, and I think that that also may have resonated with the jury as well.
No, I don't read mainstream media, but where was Rittenhouse infantilized? Where was his age being tampered with kid gloves?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is where I come in and I get hated, and they want to run my butt out, and I always get the you. What about the Forest Park Five in St. Louis? You hear about the Central Park Five, which at that time it happened. The police was only working with the technology that they had. Plus, there was roving gangs in the park. You could see them on camera. But nobody ever talks about the Forest Park Five, which was five black males that killed a white jogger in a failed robbery attempt.
I never
don't
heard of that.
Neither.
Well, you should ask me.
Oh.
I'm going to send it to you.
All right. NBA player wears anti-LeBron James shoes against the Lakers. And LeBron James' reaction is very arrogant. I don't know what it is.
Taking nothing away from his basketball talent. He is very ignorant.
I mean, I've only known about two tweets by him, and those two tweets are outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, outrageous. I mean, whoa.
This something about China and the NBA.
Welcome to the Tuesday episode of the David Hookstead Show. As always, happy to have all of you here with me.
Good, I'm going
to
speed you up.
Turkish dictatorship, excuse me, my word salad. He's against the dictatorship in Turkey. He is a vocal supporter of human rights. He's a vocal supporter of freedom. He's a vocal supporter of essentially what you would expect basic human decency to support. And he posted a video on Monday ripping Nike for its relationship with the communist dictatorship in Beijing. He ripped Nike for its relationship with China. And quite frankly, this is what true heroism in terms of sports activism looks like, because he has nothing to gain from this whatsoever. In fact, he probably has everything to lose. Nike is one of the biggest sports brands in the world. It is arguably the biggest brand tied to the NBA, and they make a lot of their products in China. And what does he do? He goes out and talks about how Nike is silent on human rights violations in China. Nike is silent on forced labor camps in China. Nike is silent on the oppression of people in China. See, Nike pretends to be such a woke company, right? Here in the U.S., Nike pretends that they're as woke as it gets, that no one cares about people more than Nike does, right? That's why they signed Colin Kaepernick. That's why they push all these social justice campaigns. You know, Nike loves human rights more than anyone else on the planet, except when dealing with China. When dealing with the Chinese, Nike has nothing to say. Nike is completely silent. Nike's not going to speak out against the Chinese dictatorship. That's just not going to happen. And yet no one except Enos Kanter, apparently, has the balls to call out Nike for this great hypocrisy, this great double standard. We're told that Colin Kaepernick was a hero because he kneeled for the national anthem. And we're told Colin Kaepernick lost all this stuff because he took a knee for the national anthem. All that's not true. Okay? You wonder why Colin Kaepernick's not playing in the NFL? It's because Colin Kaepernick's not good enough to play in the NFL. That is the sole reason. Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers tomorrow started protesting against the United States of America, guess what? He'd still be in the NFL. Matt Stafford, right, the former Lions, current Rams quarterback, he took a knee for the national anthem. He's currently in the MVP race, and I believe the Rams are 6-1. So don't tell me how Colin Kaepernick taking a knee is the reason he's not in the NFL anymore. That's complete horseshit. That's not true whatsoever. So everything they wanted you to believe about Colin Kaepernick, who also praised the communist dictatorship in China, who compared police officers to slave catchers, who said police officers could get vacation when they shoot people, essentially paid vacation, I'm paraphrasing his words there a little bit. Everything they wanted you to believe Colin Kaepernick is, that's actually what Enos Kanter is. Enos Kanter could lose everything, right? He could be blackballed by the NBA. China will go out of to ruin the Boston Celtics. China will go out of its way to ruin the NBA in response to this criticism. They will pressure the NBA to make sure this guy never plays anywhere again. He has everything to lose, nothing to gain whatsoever, and he's still out there speaking out against what's going on in China, speaking out against civil rights violations. He's speaking out against human rights violations. He's speaking out in support of the Uyghurs. He's speaking out.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, he did come out, and he and LeBron had a little chat on the court. And LeBron said, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Come on. And Nike doesn't say anything because, by God, they make their shoes over there for pennies on on a dollar, right? Here's what
LeBron, do you have any reaction to Enos Kanter using your likeness on his shoes in his advocacy for human rights?
No, I think if you know me, I don't really give too many people my energy. He's definitely not someone I will give my energy to, you know, try to use my name to create, you know, an opportunity for himself. Definitely won't comment too much on that.
He doesn't want to comment too much on that.
Yeah, not on that. Okay.
But it's a 3-minute interview. So he doesn't want to talk about it right now. It's a 3-minute interview. But another NBA, he was in the front office when China went into Hong Kong, and he said something against China, and he had to take it back because the people went crazy. The commissioner of basketball went nuts. You can't say that because they got a billion people. You can't mess around.
They also, China had had influence with the remake of Tom Cruise's movie. What was the one? Top Gun.
Top Gun. That's right.
And there was an insignia, I think, in the movie that was on Tom Cruise's jacket that was not favorable according to the CCP. So they removed it. So here's an American company. And we're still number one in the world in terms of movies, and we're catering to China. So, which goes to show the influence that China has, even over Hollywood.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you notice how Shaquille O'Neal never gets involved in that stuff. Did you know that? He turned down a $40 million contract with Adidas. because he said they were selling the shoes for $200 a pair. So he created his own brand and selling shoes for $19 and $20.
Wow. That's good. You got to hand that to him. That's awesome.
Well, you know, when you mentioned Shaquille O'Neal, I was thinking about him, but not with regards to this. But Shaquille O'Neal, plus there's another NBA player. There's a I came across this by accident because this has nothing to do with political research.
Yeah.
There's a black guy who was born with a deformity, a huge, huge head. Okay. It was like something out of a comic book. Shaquille O'Neal made fun of this guy. And another current NBA player, if I remember correctly, was making fun of this guy. They made faces, posted those funny faces Shaquille O'Neal made and the other player made, posted on their Facebook and Instagram posts. And when you read the article and you take a look at those pictures, and when you see the video of this poor guy who he looked like a comic book creature, something out of outer space. I mean, born like that.
Yeah.
And these people are making fun of him? No.
I don't know.
Shaquille? Oh, yeah. I think if you go to YouTube, you might look up Shaquille O'Neal makes fun of, and those keywords will probably bring up the video. But it's to me, it's disgusting. You've got somebody who has no reason whatsoever to make fun of a disabled guy, and you're doing it?
Well, it's not like Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, it's not like his public image, but I don't know what his motivation was for this.
I don't either.
There's a rapper who did it too, I think. So it's two NBA guys and I think a rapper. And they just saw the guy and they just took it upon themselves to make fun of him. You know, they didn't write anything nasty to this guy. They just contorted their faces to make themselves look uglier than they are in fun to make fun of this guy and posted on their particular accounts. And you have to ask yourself, either the media is making it up or they actually did it. And if they did do it, you know, like, for example, Bianchi, you're talking about Shaquille, so, you know, he didn't want to sell his shoes for $200. So he starts up his own factory or he's got his own distribution chain. Sounds to me like it's could be more of a profit motive than being altruistic.
I got it right here.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Hold on. Let's
a Madison Heights man getting unwanted attention online. Celebrities.
Part.
Shaquille O'Neal is known as the jokester, but Jamal Binion wasn't laughing when he saw the former NBA star making fun of his appearance on Instagram. Fox 2's Randy Wimbley with that story.
Hardly any of us think twice when we post a selfie on Facebook. And did Jamal Binion, but once he did, he became the butt of jokes. And because the picture was online, thousands of people were laughing. We all, to some degree, know what it feels like to be different, but Jamal Binion knows that feeling better than most.
I born with a rare disorder. It's called ectodermal dysplasia.
It keeps him from sweating, his hair from growing, and his teeth from fully forming.
Like, I've been getting teased since I was, like, yay tall. People will laugh at me, stare at me.
But a lifetime of bullying could not prepare Jamal for this.
People was coming to me. They were telling me, like, yo, you got a picture. Shaq posted the picture with you.
The caption, smile today. The unflattering pic on the Shaquille O'Neal Instagram account earned more than 14,000 likes and more than 400 comments.
I was kind of hurt. Y'all look up to him. You know, I watched Shaq play basketball this whole season, so I'm like, why he making fun of me when he's supposed to be this role model?
And on a social media account with former U of M standout Trey Burke's name on it, more of the same. He and Shaq weren't the only ones who seemed to score laughs at Jamel's expense. Atlanta rapper Waka Flocka Flame appears to join in too.
Waka Flocka, he said, this is my number one shooter. And he had it on Instagram, and there was like, probably like 10,000 likes and 5,000 comments.
Despite the online abuse, Jamel is looking up.
I got a mind view, like, I can't let it get to me. Because then I get hurt and depressed. So I just keep my mind high and positive.
And he wants to turn the mean-spirited gawking into an anti-bullying movement.
I'm starting like a whole little thing called Hug, Don't Judge. It's just rather than bully that person, you know, go up to them and show them that you differ from everybody else.
So we contacted Shaquille O'Neal via Twitter to find out if he or fans posted the picture. We also contacted the Utah Jazz, the team Trey Burke plays for, and Waka Flocka Flame's record label. No one responded. Randy Wembley, Fox 2 News.
A Madison Heights fan getting up.
Okay. He did respond. He did, somebody snort, right?
I mean, that's Critic.
Critic. All right. He did respond, says, so we'll play that too to be fair.
Okay.
And, of course, there's commercials that I can't get out of, so I'm just going to let them play through.
New friends, Shaquille O'Neal finally apologizes to the disabled man he mocked on Instagram. Hey, everyone, I'm Melissa Caverly. This is Newsbreaker. Hashtag always learning. Shaquille O'Neal taking responsibility for his mistake and issuing an apology on Twitter Tuesday, saying, quote, made a new friend today when I called and apologized to Jamel Binion. Great dude. The ex-NBA star under fire earlier this week after posting a selfie making fun of the Detroit man's rare condition that affects his face, teeth, and hair. The post was later taken down but didn't go unnoticed by the former player's 8.3 million Twitter followers. Binion telling My Fox Detroit prior to the apology, I was kind of hurt because I looked up to him and I watched Shaq play basketball. So I was like, why is he making fun of me when he's supposed to be this role model? Binion started Hug, Don't Judge, a campaign to bring awareness to his condition in light of the event. Make sure to check out more Newsbreaker stories on newsbreaker.tv and streaming on iHeartRadio.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, big deal. He apologized because people brought it to his attention. Otherwise, he'd still be laughing about the guy. You saw that guy. He's deformed.
Yeah. Yeah, and that didn't make sense.
No.
Make fun of that kid.
And then two other people do it. Two other celebrities do it. For what reason?
I don't know. Kind of shocked, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and then of course, their public relations people. They want to make these people turn, you know, to look like philanthropists and everything. Bullshit. They're just normal human beings who make a few million dollars, and they're still pieces of shit.
Well, if the kid accepts his apology, who am I to?
Well, yeah, okay, he'll accept it, and he'll turn it into, Don't Judge, you know, hug, Don't Judge, which would be a good thing.
Yeah.
But when you have celebrities doing things that they shouldn't do, thinking that they're not going to get caught, those are the real personalities of these people. That's why, you know, kids should never look up to sports personalities. They should look at them as stars but not as heroes. Charles Barkley was right. They're not supposed to be role models.
Yeah, he's right. He is absolutely right. You're not supposed to.
No, I mean, you got your parents. You might have a few good teachers. You got your relatives. You don't need to look to strangers because the strangers are, they're just molded into figures so that the public can love them. The same thing with Hollywood stars. How many of them, are supposedly Luciferians or pedophiles? You know, it's all coming out nowadays.
Wow.
So, you know, these public images of people and the politicians are the worst ones. They're both psychopaths and pedophiles.
I don't, you know, I remember this when I grown up in the 60s. I never looked at a, I always looked at a sports figure that I wanted to play baseball, you know, like Al Kaline. I wanted to be like Al Kaline playing baseball, but he wasn't my hero. He definitely wasn't my hero.
Man, that was good. But, I mean, I think subliminally, kids, when they have, I remember I was always winning on baseball cards. Remember when we used to flip cards?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was always winning. But the thing is, you know, my thing was basketball. I always looked up to them as sports stars.
Yeah.
Heroes, probably to a degree.
Maybe.
I think, you know, that's the way that we're taught, you know, because of the environment. You know. What, Pianchi?
Yeah, I don't think he meant it. It'd be like Joe Biden telling the man in the wheelchair to stand up. Stand up, Joe.
No, they didn't. I mean, they meant to make fun of the guy. The apology was just, he didn't mean it.
Well, I mean, he didn't owe us an apology. He owed that kid, and that he called him, and I don't know what he told the kid, but I'm sure it was a lot more than what they just read. But
his motivation wasn't sincerity. His motivation was the fact that the press found out about.
Yeah, that's true. Joe Biden did tell somebody in a wheelchair, stand up.
You want to do some push-ups, man? Huh?
I'll take you behind the school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One guy I'd like to see you guys go behind the barn is Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
That guy,
his wife.
Mutt. What's he doing in the army? He's a mutt.
Oh. His black wife divorced him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was it because of politics?
No. I don't know why. She ditched him.
Well, he's probably messing around with other black chicks.
I don't know. I don't care. He's had enough. And she'll get some of that bank account, and she'll be young and spended.
That's right.
Where he, you know, his time is running out. Hers is, those few millions she's going to get is going to do her well for the rest of her life.
And he's becoming, poor guy, he's going to be like Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis doesn't give a rat's ass anymore. You see his latest pictures? The guy phones it in. He's no longer the great actor he used to be.
I don't know. I have no idea. He used to be a good actor.
Oh, yeah. But I always enjoyed Bruce Willis. De Niro, I thought was a little overrated. I thought at times...
De Niro plays the same part in any movie.
Just about.
Yeah.
I thought in Taxi Driver he was good. But outside of that, I think with Godfather, then like you're saying, he played the same role over and over again.
I wasn't the Godfather. It was something else.
Casino he was in.
I don't know. But, yeah.
One guy I enjoy, even though he plays about the same role over and over again, I dig on Joe Pesci. I think that guy is a terrific actor.
I laugh my ass off at him.
Oh.
He's good.
He is. Same role.
Same role all the time. But
he reminds me of Jimmy Cagney. He always played the same role, but whatever it was, Jimmy Cagney was good at it.
Yep.
Wasn't that Joe who was in that tavern scene when he grabbed that guy by the balls with a pair of channel lock pliers?
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
What scene was this? What movie?
Oh, God.
I don't know, but I remember the scene.
Hmm.
This guy was giving him some shit, and he latched on to his balls with some channel locks.
Yankee. Could have went all night without hearing that.
Yeah. I think you gave Donnie a flashback.
Yeah. No. Oh, that never happened, but that ain't, you talk about anything like that down there, it's just, oh man, it gives me cramp.
That's a grabber.
Oh man. Oh. Damn, that hurt. Okay.
Donnie, why are you not telling us?
Nothing. But that's the one thing when I used to manage a bar in Flint, and it was a rough bar. That's one thing I wore a cup, baby.
Yeah, that was smart, because I remember you telling us about the fight you got in. So it's
lots of fights down there. But, yeah, I wore a cup. I just definitely didn't want to get put down because of that.
That's right.
Did you know that Whitmer, the kidnapping situation, did you know 3/4 of the people were FBI agents that were
I don't know it was that many, but I know that the FBI was in it a lot, had a lot of influence involved.
I think there was only three or four guys actually
who weren't FBI.
weren't FBI, and majority of them are FBI, and they're going to hang these guys.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, they were in the insurrection too. I mean, did you see the videos? It was Alex Jones. He was had video from different angles, and he had sources that were telling him about the FBI infiltration. And he said that the so-called insurrection on January 6th, a lot of it was FBI motivated, infiltrated, planned. Jeez.
You know, they found two bombs, too, right? At the RNC and the DNC.
I didn't know that.
The night before, on the 5th, they found two bombs. When I say bombs, I shouldn't, you know, I don't think they're bombs that's going to blow the hell up everything, but some kind of bomb.
Some kind of incendiary device. Huh?
Right. Right, yeah. And I don't hear nothing about that either. They don't talk about that at all.
What about the prisoners that were taken from the January 6th incident? The ones that are still in jail are Trump supporters in solitary, and the other ones, hey, you don't hear about them, but they were left free.
Yeah.
And nobody knows who they are, because they're the ones who were paid to be the infiltrators. They were the FBI agents.
Did you hear what they were doing to at least one of them, one of the prisoners? All the books were about Democrats and liberal policies and how good it is to be a liberal in the United States. And that's what this one prisoner, I don't know if it happened to the other prisoners, but they were trying to brainwash their mind back.
Is that right?
Trump, yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. And he got off because he, I don't know what judge he had, but he got off and he had to get in front of the judge and, like, denounce Donald Trump get up there. Do you have anything to say before
I remember something like that. Yeah.
And, on your ass. Well, he got up there, you know, and he was talking. He was saying how he didn't know this, he didn't know that, and he like had half these books memorized so he could spout off all this liberal bullshit. Yeah.
Doesn't it sound like something straight out of communist China or North Korea?
This whole thing is like it. You know, that guy with the horns got 41 months for trespassing. for trespassing.
41 months.
41 months.
So
he's been there January, so he's got a little over 2 years to do. Or over 2 years, because they take 9 months off. Or 10 months. 11 months now.
Hey. Are you guys familiar with AmericanGulag.org?
No.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, if you go to American Gulag, GULAG.org, AmericanGulag.org, they have a list of all of the people that's being held and who their judge is or, you know, overseeing their case.
No.
Is that just for the January 6th or for what?
Yes.
Just for the January 6th? Okay, cool.
Correct. As best as I know, I've been to the site a few times, and that's all I see is about January 6th. But I can't say I've been to every nook and cranny of the site.
Okay.
Right. You guys are going to have to take it over. I got to take Otis for a little walk.
Okay.
All right.
Well, now that John Doe's here, we've got some input.
That's right. There you go. And
I've been listening. Hey, matter of fact, Don, before you go, last week I never pushed one. So you were saying, "Oh, I'm sorry," and you know you thought you missed me. Well, whoever the person was, you thought it was me. It wasn't me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
but
somebody
I appreciate you thinking of me.
I was kissing somebody's ass. I thought it was yours.
Well, let's not go that far, bro. I appreciate you getting my, you know, kind of covering my back for me, but I don't go for that kissing stuff.
Oh, okay. You
well, that's not what he meant, Joe.
I'm out of here. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Say that again, Joe.
I said that's not what he meant.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I didn't think Donnie was that way, but you never know. And
you
I don't know him that well, you know?
When Donnie gets back, I don't know if he can listen to you. He'll probably hear me unless he's out there without his phone. He has visions of me and ass chaps he likes to kid around with.
Hey, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
That's okay. I don't need to repeat that one. That was for Donnie.
Oh, okay.
But
you're about the only one I have a hard time hearing on this show for some reason. Most of the other people
okay.
I can hear.
Is this better?
Do what?
Is this better? No.
Hello.
Is this better?
I guess I'm by myself now.
Oh boy. Hey, Bianchi.
Yeah.
So you can hear me, but John Doe can't hear me. Ask him if he can hear you.
Can you hear me, John Doe?
I can faintly hear Joe.
Can you hear me, John Doe?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Well, you got a microphone or something, or are you using a regular handheld phone set?
I'm just using a regular telephone.
Yeah, you got a good signal.
Yeah, you always come across clear, no matter where you are, Bianchi.
Yeah, any time I ever hear you, no matter what show I hear you on, you always come through strong, Bianchi.
You know, apparently there is some truth behind these FBI agents in Whitmer, according to this story.
Yeah, I mean, they're involved with the kidnapping to make it look like, to give a sympathy. And they're involved with the January 6th riot, semi-riot. Right.
And this one guy, this one agent is a wife beater, slamming his wife's head down on the nightstand. My goodness. FBI agents were the moving forces behind Whitmer kidnapping plot.
I read about the FBI years ago, and either the Department of Justice or maybe a watchdog group had talked about something like over 3,000 FBI agents either got indicted all were investigated for corruption. 3,000 over the course of, I forget what time period. But the FBI, you know, prior to J. Edgar Hoover, post J. Edgar Hoover, it seems like there are a lot of shit that seeps into the FBI. The FBI is not there for us. It's, you know, it's there to serve their masters, just like the rest of the politicians.
Well, you know, here's the thing. A whole lot of stuff that was thrown out there against Trump and Trump supporters is now proven to have been lies.
Yep.
Everything from the dossiers on down to this stuff, this Whitmer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the point, people that was using this as arguments about white supremacists and insurrections and all that, they won't admit that they were wrong.
Oh, of course not.
Well, check this out. Back in the time whenever they were filing the paperwork in order to start going after Trump under these false claims, our very own Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself because he happened to be, you know, a supporter of Trump, and I agreed with him in doing that. But then Rod Rosenstein, remember his assistant deputy?
Yeah.
Or whatever they call him, deputy assistant, whatever, Attorney General, takes over. And he's the one that supposedly is the authoritarian, you know, the signatory authoritarian to give the FISA court authorization to move forward. And he never checked the data and the information to make sure that the facts and evidence were material with any kind of eyewitness or direct evidence, you know, direct witness stuff. And neither did the FISA court. And
yeah.
I'm like going, this guy gets to retire right when it starts getting heated up, when they were starting doing these, you know, Durham investigations and stuff, looking into the Mueller case and whatnot. And I'm like going, isn't this unique? Now they're throwing a big celebration party for this guy to get into his retirement. And I keep calling them up saying, hey, you need to research this dude for, he should be in jail for falsifying the FISA affidavit to let the thing happen in the first place. He didn't do his due diligence in making sure the facts and all this, it's, they call it predication. But anyway, they didn't do that, and nobody seemed to care. Just turn a blind eye. It's crazy. It's nuts.
You're absolutely right, because every FISA application for a warrant required that due diligence had been implemented. It says so right on where you signed for it, but they didn't.
And Rosenstein was in the position of authority and making sure that that was supposed to be done. He gets to sign off, and then the FISA court lets it go by, and then he gets to retire, and he gets, nobody holds him accountable. It's just crooked.
And welcome to real life. The whole setup in the government, not just the deep state, but the upper crust, all of them are either crooked or can be bought off or can be blackmailed easily. Or can be intimidated, like Rand Paul when he got his ribs broken as a result of the crowd and the neighbor who attacked him for no reason, simply because he was a Republican. So, you know, we've got a bunch of people up there who were there just to play out the desires of the international globalists, in my opinion.
But, Joe, it sounds like all of them, every one of them, 100% of them, are either in on the gig or they're turning a blind eye and letting it happen. You can't have 535-odd Congress folks, you know, House and Senate, in office with all their staffers and their aides and their legal attorney, you know, groups that are helping them process all this information to make sure everything's legitimately supposed to be constitutional, and everybody turns a blind eye. It's unheard of.
Well, that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. If they didn't...
I mean, it's mass... I mean, it's just mass corruption. It ain't just like, you know, all the congressmen. It's all the people that work in the cahoots
absolutely.
With them, too. All these different agency groups that are allowed to do the nonsense, and the Congress doesn't go back and make sure that the agencies are toeing the line to the bill that actually was written. It's crazy.
I know. That's why the deep state has been the deep state for years, and these congressmen, like I said, either they were bribed or intimidated or threatened or blackmailed, the same thing, or, you know, they got to where they are simply because they followed the Luciferians and satanic. They're the key words today. You know, they're the flavor of the month. So who knows? But
have you seen any of the floor sessions about the January 6th commission?
No, I haven't.
Okay, here's the sad part. Even as much as I like Jim Jordan, these people are arguing a whole bunch of stuff, but they're never, ever arguing about the fact that these January 6th people had tried to exercise their right of redress, and they were not getting anywhere, so they deserve the right to confront the, you know, perpetrators face-to-face in, you know, our Capitol if they need to. They're all trying to say, oh, there shouldn't have been any violence. I'm like, well, if you're going to exercise violence in your governing, by the way you govern, that's violent governing. Then if you're going to use violence in your governing, then you leave us no other option, because the doggone courts are going, supposedly by what the Congress has allowed them by law to do, so therefore the Congress is supposedly overseeing the courts in the roundabout way, and then you have all of us, we the people, calling our congressmen, writing our congressmen, emailing our congressmen, going to the different, you know, town hall meetings and talking to them, trying to get our redress. Some of us write special notes to get our remonstrance right so we can stand in the floor well and plead our case and explain the situation, and they turn a blind eye to it. And I'm like going, not a single one of our what you would call strong, freedom-fighting, constitutional congressmen will stand up for the right of the people. They keep giving it lip service. I'm like going, no, every one of those people from the January 6th as well as the Michigan issue, they have an affirmative defense of contributory negligence, because you guys negligently did not render proper protection of their private property, which is the, so, you know, each one of us have our own self-governing property, and when they do not properly protect it, they've breached their fiduciary obligation as a trustee. Because when we go to vote, we're not casting a vote in order to elect a dictator to overrule us. We're casting a vote for them to administrate and manage our property without doing us harm and without us being doing others harm, and they neglected that duty. So therefore it's either willful gross negligence or at least regular negligence, and they've destroyed the legal effect of your private property and my private property and all of our fellow citizens who are, you know, living in those gulags now, and nobody's holding them accountable. And when I try to get hold of people and tell them these kind of things, they turn a blind eye, because most of the stupid rules and laws and processes for all of these lawyers that go in these court systems allows them to just continue to milk the money out of the system without truly looking for justice and truth.
Well, you said a mouthful. Yep. That's just the way, again, it's just the way it is. Either the communists or just plain human nature has taken over.
No, it's a lack of knowledge. And, I mean, I could get real super detailed about stuff that most people don't want to go into, because I don't know why. People want to only deal with that that's somewhat pleasant and pleasing to them. You know, we like to talk about the stuff that, or not all, I shouldn't say we in the context that implies everybody, but the majority of most of us, because I think I'm an odd bird in this regard, and partly due to the fact that I don't know why, it just really hurts my spirit and my soul to see other human beings being railroaded like that when they have never been afforded the actual privileges and immunities or rights, if you want to say, that the Constitution is supposed to be upholding. And I'm like going, why are the, like, I think Pianki even said this on one of the other shows, where are all the right-wing lawyers? You always hear about these left-wing lawyers fighting for the left, you know, position on all these issues. Well, where's all of the conservative, so to speak?
Yeah, well, don't expect them to
well,
come
they
to
all
the
have, there are some, like Liberty Council and the Pacific, I forget all the names, you know, ACLJ and stuff. There's a handful of them. What is it, something, Defense League?
Yeah, and the ACLJ by Sekulow. Yeah, the thing is
that...
They
probably got their hands full, I guess, from what
yeah,
I hear.
Yeah, they do. They have, yeah, because they're always going for FOIA, and FOIA is supposed to parcel out the documents when you have a request for them in 30 days, but they never get them in 30 days. They have to sue for those documents. It's like other watchdog groups. So that's what they're up against. It's not the Congress that's looking out for us. It's watchdog groups and certain legal organizations.
Yeah, like Judicial Watch.
Oh, I love Tom Fenton, man. That guy's my hero, along with Sekulow. But I like Tom Fenton because he's so persistent. He, that guy, he doesn't let anybody off the hook.
Yeah, I'm with you there. From what I've ever heard of him, I don't know that much about him, and I've heard him, you know, several times, but I'm not quick to judge real quick on those kind of things if I don't know that much. But I've liked everything I've ever heard. Like you were saying, he doesn't play favorites. It don't matter if you're left, right, or in the middle, or wherever. He's going to still call them balls and strikes as he sees what he believes is constitutionally just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that guy, I mean, more people in Congress should be like him. They should be like Sekulow. They should be like Alan Dershowitz. They should be like people who are civil libertarians, but they've been bought out or blackmailed or intimidated or just love the fact that they're in power and they don't want to lose their seat.
Did you read about Alan Dershowitz and his feedback on the Rittenhouse case?
No.
Yeah, I just caught a glimpse of it. I don't know who was talking to him, but he was like saying, hey, based on the way the system is supposed to work, it worked right. Now you can expect Rittenhouse to probably go after CNN and MSNBC on other claims because I don't remember exactly how he worded it, but I was like, wow, I was surprised because Dershowitz is pretty leftist, but he seems to be a pretty straight shooter when it comes to legal issues, from my opinion.
When it comes to civil liberties, he's neither left nor right.
Well, I've heard him in some interviews, and he says he is left. He does agree with certain things, but he says when it comes to the rule of law, though, my opinion doesn't matter. It's what the rule of law says. And he says, even though I agree with Obamacare and, you know, people helping people, I do see some problems with it, but the law is the way it is, you know. So, and he said he's leftist. He's pointed
well,
at
yeah, he said
up.
He didn't vote for Trump. He voted for Hillary. He's
no,
a
he's
Democrat. But when
he's
it comes
a
to, yeah.
card-carrying Democrat.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when it comes to civil liberties, he's neither left nor right. He's, and people have misinterpreted his view about the vaccine, but he is a hero. He is not a pioneer, but he is one who believes firmly in civil liberties according to the Constitution, and he will take on most. He will take on the most unpopular cases, simply because he doesn't want the prosecution and the state to gather any more power against the people.
Right.
I say a big amen to that.
you know.
Yeah, definitely. You're right, Joe.
You know, I mean, he was for the OJ. He was an advisor in the OJ case, OJ Simpson. He was an advisor in other unpopular cases, but I don't blame him.
Epstein?
Huh?
He was Epstein's lawyer at one time.
And I don't blame him. I don't know what he was doing for him, but when he sees, in his opinion, that the state is going to roll over the rights of people, regardless of how unpopular that person is in the news, and even if they committed the crime, it is still worse to have the state gather all that power in their, you know, all the arrows in their quiver without us having anything to defend. Because the biggest criminal state, I mean, is the is Congress, is the federal government. They are the biggest criminals if you let them have that power.
Well,
they're the ones that can come around and lock you up.
They are still the biggest criminals.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So I like Dershowitz. I mean, as popular or as unpopular as he is, I'd rather have him on my side than some of the other people that people like.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's got his own way of thinking, doesn't he?
Well, I like his way of thinking. To me, it's straight down the line. Do not encroach, you know, don't, you know, I think his interpretation of what the Constitution is supposed to do for the American people is pretty much the right way.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go to that extreme. I would never vote for Hillary.
That's another, that's a sticky issue. I don't know why he's a Democrat and vote for Hillary. I guess he just figured Trump was, the worst of the two evils.
You got the plug,
I hated voting for Trump. I didn't really vote for Trump. I just voted
against
Hillary.
Yeah.
Well.
But as it turned out, Trump became a damn good president, and Hillary is still a sour bitch.
Yeah. I guess you can put it that way.
Mm. Can you imagine what would happen if she were in power? Holy shit. The deep state together? Good God.
With Obama back-to-back 16 years, it would be 16 years of... There would be nothing left of our country. Not to speak of, no. Wow. Don't want to think about that.
No, I mean, Oh, boy.
Well, you know, when you look at black America, they don't understand that states control the federal government, supposedly. Just like this John Lewis Voters Right Act. Anybody that understands how things work know damn well this thing won't fly with good Supreme Court justices. The federal government is not supposed to dictate to the states on how they carry out their elections. The only thing they should step in the DOJ is when there's some civil rights violations being committed. And I don't understand, if you're having problems with elections and you're from the state of Georgia, why don't you implement that stuff with Georgia the same way with Sheila Jackson Lee, who represent a district, an area, a constituency in Houston, in Texas, where you have all this problem with guns? Well, why are you trying to implement a gun bill that's going to affect the whole damn nation? Just concentrate on what you represent. Apparently that's what a problem is. I'm not having those problems.
Right.
I like the way I display my antique guns in my living room, in my case. I don't need you to tell me at the federal level what I can and cannot do when it comes down to that. So you have this concern with a lot of black constituents and voters, in population that they don't understand that the states are supposed to control the federal government. Now, I can understand why that, because blacks are scared of states' rights. And it all goes back to the South. But hell, they got to understand, just because you had some players, you didn't have necessary federal government, and not all the cases was a state government. You had some individual at local level that was just doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Now those things have changed. I don't understand it.
I don't know. You're right about that. Things just changed, and I don't like the changes, I can tell you that right now. The change